This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Port Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Port Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, speaking to you from Paul Hoth Star Stadium in Whitefield in Newark, the home of the Newark Catholic Green Wave and the Newark High Wildcats. This stadium seats about 6,200, and maybe only a few hundred in the stands at the moment. Everybody tailgating beyond the stands on the far side and behind the stands on the near side. It is a perfect night for high school football. The sun dimming overhead, strong breeze out of the southwest, no chance of rain, a temperature still around 79, 80 degrees, and it should be a dynamite football game. Fort Loramie at Newark Catholic. It's the first of a 2-year series. Newark Catholic will go to Fort Loramie next season. Newark Catholic 3-0, Fort Loramie 2-1. The Newark Advocate newspaper and other media on the east side of Columbus billing this game as the headliner, the top game in the state this weekend in Division 7 high school football. Newark Catholic made it all the way to the state semifinals 1 year ago, lost to Warren John F. Kennedy, which was beaten by state champ New Bremen. Fort Loramie, by the way, played New Bremen to a 1-touchdown game a season ago in November in the playoffs. Both teams coming off resounding triumphs last week. For Fort Loramie, a 42-25 win against Covington. Damon Mesher got the scoring underway, a 1-yard run in the first quarter. Caleb Maurer threw an 8-yard TD pass to Logan Eilerman. It was 14-zip at that point. Maurer then threw a 68-yard bomb to Mesher and a 12-yarder to Gabe Meyer. Jacob Sherman plowed in from 1 yard out, and the rout was on. I mentioned the name Damon Mesher. He is not here tonight for Fort Loramie. Not 100% this week. Could return next week, but he will not be on the field tonight for the Redskins. And Fort Loramie's running backs will have to do double duty. Expect a lot of action from Ethan Kaiser and Jacob Sherman subbing for Damon Mesher. Meanwhile, Newark Catholic was a 35-15 victor against Columbus Academy. The game was tight. In fact, it was a 21-15 Newark Catholic lead late in the second quarter when Academy, a future opponent of Fort Loramie, was driving to take the lead. However, a 65-yard pick six was turned in by Tanner Elwell of the Green Wave, and that cut down the sails for Columbus Academy, which faltered in the second half, being blown out by Newark Catholic by 20 points. Newark Catholic has scored nearly 120 points in its 3 victories so far. And as we'll hear from the head coach of NC in just a few minutes, he said this is by far the best opponent on the Green Wave schedule to date. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here making this broadcast of high school sports possible on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anderson. Montana on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffena, goffneyfurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home with a big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, which you've come on board recently, Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, and the Family Resource Center, which is based in Findlay and has an office in Sydney in Shelby County. Additional underwriting sponsors when we cover Fort Loramie Athletics. We have on the air with us for those contests, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. In addition, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants, located in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help you move forward. Pinnacle sponsors our beginning of the game kickoff tonight. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Well, as we noted, Fort Loramie drubbed Covington last week, 42-25. The junior varsity team got a lot of second-half experience in that game. Fourth-year head coach Spencer Wells of the Redskins was pleased with his club's airtight start last week, and he talked about the fine play of the offensive line.
I thought we played really clean football in the first half. You know, we were able to score 35 points. I don't think they got their first down until the last possession that they had in the first half. I think they only had one first down on our defense in the first half. So it was clean football then. We started off not how we wanted to in the second half, giving up that kickoff return. But then we scored again with our varsity offense. And then from that point on, the vast majority of the second half, as you said, was our young guys. And that was good experience for them. You know, and we knew once we put them in, we were going to roll with them and did some good things, did some things we got to improve on, but it was a good one.
Sure. You've got a rugged opponent every week throughout the remaining part of the schedule. Seven games left, seven strong foes. You've got to remain as healthy as possible. What's the situation heading into Newark Catholic for the big game tonight on Saturday?
Yeah, knock on wood, we're pretty healthy. You know, the one guy that's been out all year due to a concussion is Jacob Lyman, and Jacob was going to be a starting lineman for us on the offensive line. So it's disappointing for him. I know he really wants to get back at it, but he's not quite there yet. But other than that, just some guys that a little bit of nicked up, you know, some soreness. But other than that, we should be full go.
Pleased with the running game. Talk about those up front offensive linemen. They are young in terms of experience, but they've come along quickly for you.
Yeah, I think those guys fight, man. I've been very pleased with those guys. You know, we have had pretty good pass protection. for the most part up front. We've really been able to run it against everybody that we've played. You know, even against Versailles, I thought we were finding ways to run the football. We had to abandon it a little quick, much quicker than we would have liked. But they've been doing a great job. It's going to be a big week for them. I think physicality is kind of the theme of the week for us this week, and they need to play with that this Saturday.
Turnovers, takeaways. What's your mindset regarding that statistic heading into each game? Do you try to pry the football away? Is there a technique to spike it out and get some big fumbles?
Yeah, no, we talked about that in the preseason. So the number one predictor of success, right, is who has the most explosive plays.
There
and so
go.
We talk about that from an offensive standpoint.
Right.
From a defense standpoint, the second predictor of who's going to win is the turnover battle. I think right now, honestly, if I'm being blunt, we're focused on just tackling better on defense. I think that that's been, when we haven't played well defensively, it really isn't rocket science. It's more times than not, we just didn't tackle them. So, that's a big theme for us this week, running your feet in practice when you get somebody wrapped up, securing the tackle. And then to your point, the second or third guy, we should be pursuing hard. They're the ones that are punching for the football and trying to get that thing out. But we got to do a better job of breaking down, securing tackles first, and then letting your teammates pursue and get there and punch it out.
Yep, there you go. This offense, in my mind, is maybe your most well-rounded, most dynamic of your four teams here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it's exciting. We feel like we can throw the football very effectively. Run game wise, we've worked out some kinks. You know, we have quite a few new starters on the offensive line, but they're coming together, as you said. And yeah, you know, between our play action, our screens, our run game, we feel like that we can really put a lot of stress on the defense. So for us, the main thing is, I'm sure there's a lot of coaches that feel this way, but I know I definitely feel this way more than I ever have. When we haven't scored this year, it's because we've stopped ourselves. And that's no disrespect to the defense, but the vast majority of the time, it hasn't been because of outstanding defensive play. It hasn't been because they sniffed something out or something like that. It's been more so that we haven't finished the job offensively. Maybe we didn't pass protect long enough as we needed to. Maybe we didn't hit an open guy when we needed to. Whatever it is, I mean, it's not one person, but collectively, we got to find a way to finish drives. And if we can start doing that better, then I really think the sky's the limit for the offense.
And Jack Kramer with Spencer Wells, fourth-year head coach at Fort Loramie, before tonight's Saturday game between Fort Loramie and Newark Catholic. Different-looking week, as we were chatting several minutes ago. You turn the normal Monday into Tuesday, Tuesday into Wednesday, so on and so forth.
Yeah, so having that extra day is nice. And so we've been treating it exactly like you said. Monday was a good film day for us. We had some new things that we wanted to install that we covered on Monday. But then really our week just started on Tuesday with a typical Monday practice, and then we're just kind of been working one day behind. So it's been fun. I think that it's been a productive week so far, and hopefully we can finish the week strong.
It's a road contest. You've got six of them this year. This is your second contest away from home. Long trip. Tell me about how excited everybody is for Fort Loramie to be road warriors and travel across the state virtually every week.
Yeah, it's
in high school football. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's got to be a mindset for us, you know. And I think we've been blessed. We're going to be taking a charter bus up there, so it's not like these guys are going to be suffering for 2 hours on a school bus. So they'll be treated there. Our football boosters pitched in, and that's been really. It's going to be a really great thing for us. I think that's a big advantage for us, you know, being able to get that ride to the games like that. So yeah, I think that it's just going to be a team mindset. We got to be ready to go the moment we step off that bus, and when it comes Saturday, beat them at everything. So
yeah, there may not be a bigger game in Division 7 Ohio high school football this weekend than that one, and people have got to wait till Saturday night to find out who wins it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a fun crowd. You know, I can't wait. I mean, they're a great program. They're well coached. They've got great tradition. It's a very neat facility from the looks of it on film. Nice turf field. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, it's two programs with a lot of tradition, and I'm sure our guys are going to be excited to go compete.
And Newark Catholic returns almost everybody from last year's club that went to the state semis, lost to Warren JFK, which got trounced by New Bremen in the state title game in D7.
Yeah, I'm sure that they have a lot of confidence in their crew. They've got a lot of experience back. You know, like I said, they've got a lot of tradition and a lot of school pride. side. There's no doubt about that. So I'm sure that they're a pretty confident bunch right now. And, you know, for us, we just got to focus on us and keep getting better and go give it our best shot on Saturday.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie. Knock on wood, he said, when I asked him about injuries. And lo and behold, one did crop up. Damon Mesher, not with the club tonight. He'll be missed, averaging about 6 yards per carry on the ground. We say hi back home in Fort Loramie to Spencer's wife and young child, Harper. Another one is on the way, too. Congratulations. Ryan Aiello, A-I-E-L-L-O, head coach of Newark Catholic, has some college coaching experience. He, too, in his fourth year at the helm of the NC program. And he talks about the fine quarterbacking of Cole Cantor, who, by the way, poured in 31 points last March in the regional basketball tourney against Botkins. Botkins, though, shut everybody else down and won that game 75-50. But Coach Aiello talks about Cantor and also highlights being a part of the Newark Catholic football community.
Very privileged, you know, and humbled to be a part of this tremendous community. You know, I've had a lot of experience in a variety of different backgrounds, which I think has really helped me and has brought good focus and perspective into how I can bring my style and what I bring as an individual and as a head football coach to the Newark Catholic community. And obviously, this is one that is a well-oiled machine. I mean, just got tremendous support. They great people, invested people with what's going on. And I'm very blessed with the coaching staff that I have, too, and that's been the reason that we are currently having some success.
And your club features multiple formations on both sides of the ball.
That is correct, you know, and I think we want to try to make sure that we're obviously providing schemes on both sides of the ball that allow our players to play fast, you know, and allow them to play disciplined, but yet keep our opponents, you know, off track as well.
What does Cole Cantor bring to the table? I know he's an outstanding multiple sport athlete.
He's a very talented young man. He is a multi-sport athlete, you know, tremendous basketball player as well. But, you know, I think probably the biggest thing that he's bringing to this football team right now is just his senior leadership. It's such an important, integral part, you know, of a football team, and I couldn't be more proud of him of how he is currently leading this football team in addition to the rest of his classmates.
Hey, highlight a few other names we'll be talking about on offense during the play-by-play of tonight's contest.
I'd say, you know, we've got a good backfield. Mason Hackett is the man that leads that back there. He's done a great job for us this season. We've got some wide receivers, very talented wide receivers, and Brandon Buchanan, and Tanner Elwell, Grant Moore, that are doing a great job, amongst some others that we'll get in there, too. And then, again, I think our offensive line is doing a great job and really led by a couple of our seniors, and Cole Sherburn and Daniel Gray.
3-0 so far. You've played three quality opponents and beaten them all.
You know, we have. They've been some very talented football teams, very well-coached football teams. You know, a lot of respect to the teams that we've played up until this point. But none of that matters now. You know, we've got to make sure we are handling our business as we get into this Fort Loramie week. Again, another tremendously well-coached football team. Got a lot of respect for these guys, the talent that they have, and what they bring to the table.
Hey, Coach Aiello of Newark Catholic, there may not be a better Division 7 football game this weekend than the one on Saturday night here at Newark Catholic.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great opportunity. I know Fort Loramie's, I know they're going to travel well, so it should be a great Division 7 atmosphere.
Ryan Aiello, head coach of Newark Catholic. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, and we are at Paul Haas Star Stadium in Whitefield in Newark, home of the Newark Catholic Green Wave and the Newark High Wildcats, about 10 minutes away from the opening kickoff of tonight's contest between Newark Catholic 3-0 and Fort Loramie 2-1. Newark Catholic is number one in its region of Division 7. Fort Loramie is among several schools in its region of Division 7 to have lost just a single game so far this season. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. And key building components tonight for these two teams are the front lines and the ability to run the football to set up the forward pass. That said, these two quarterbacks are outstanding. Both Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, a junior, and Cole Cantor of Newark Catholic, a senior, are completing passes at a 60% clip. Five touchdowns for Maurer, four through the air for Cantor. Key building components for both clubs here tonight. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Why don't you visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Again, a beautiful night for high school football. The wind will be a factor as you look at your phone screen or computer screen. Imagine a strong southwest breeze from right to left. And it will be key. And no doubt the team that wins the toss will defer and will like to start with the football and maybe the wind in the second half of this game. We'll see how that does play out. It is a beautiful playing surface. This stadium has been updated, refurbished, modified, improved many times over the years. And we are seated a good 40 to 50 feet above field level in the second tier of a tall press box. And we look straight down, and we virtually see the sideline beneath us. Outstanding perch.
And right at the 50-yard line.
Yep, you're on the 49.5.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm way back at the 48.5. You got a better seat than I do, Mike.
Social distancing.
A new twist here on our scoresbroadcast.com pregame segment. A little dialogue with a Fort Loramie player. And here we go, the quarterback of the Redskins.
I'm chatting with Caleb Maurer, the Fort Loramie quarterback, before tonight's game between the Redskins and Newark Catholic on the road here at Newark. How many sports do you play at Fort Loramie High School?
I play two sports. I play football and basketball.
And which of those two do you like better? Now, be honest. Tell me the truth.
I probably like basketball just a little bit more.
Don't tell Spencer Wells that.
I still love football. So.
Hey, how far can you throw the football these days?
Probably about 60 yards, about 60.
Right into the breadbasket of Logan Eilerman.
Yep.
What's the favorite play call in the huddle? Which play do you prefer to run as quarterback?
I like Ram Ferrari, which is basically just a four verticals concept. It's pretty easy to read, and it's fun to throw.
So that's four fly patterns, essentially four receivers. Just tear down the field, and you've got to hit one in stride.
Yes.
What injuries have you had in your basketball and football playing days at Fort Loramie, and how have you coped?
So my freshman year, my second game against St. Henry, I broke my right collarbone. It was a pretty bad break. I was out for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then basketball season, I tore my shoulder labrum in my left shoulder.
Ouch.
Had surgery in February, and then didn't get cleared until about 4 games into the next football season. My coaches have helped me cope with it, my family, but I think the injuries have helped me a lot. They made me appreciate being able to play more.
You've got to be anxious sitting on the sidelines, unable to help your team. You're with them in spirit and in mind, but you've been patient, and we're glad to have you back at the quarterback spot as a junior. Now we get serious. What are your favorite colors?
I like teal and pink.
Teal and, how about red and black for Fort Loramie?
I like those too, but teal and pink are my favorite combo.
Hey, what's your favorite kind of music, your favorite song?
My favorite kind of music is country. I like Luke Combs, really anything Luke Combs is.
And your most liked actor or actress?
I like Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Hey, you go out to a steakhouse at night for dinner, what is
is your favorite food?
My favorite food is pizza.
What? Steakhouse pizza?
No, at a steakhouse I would get steak, but
I thought you were going to say pizza and wings or something like that.
No, at a steakhouse I'd get steak, but okay. Pizza and wings are my favorite.
You get it rare?
Medium rare.
Okay, all right. Favorite college and pro teams?
I like Ohio State football and Dayton basketball. Then I like the Cincinnati Bengals football.
Okay.
And then Joe Burrow is probably my favorite athlete.
Oh, wow. Hey, Joe coming back off injury. We'll see how he does tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings.
He's going to do great.
Yeah,
he's going to do great.
I think he will, too. Who's your favorite coach, your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and he really gets me as a person, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
Words of Caleb Maurer, Fort Loramie quarterback. He needs to have a big contest tonight. Can't put the whole load on his back, but he needs to carry his weight. He's opposed by another dandy, an excellent quarterback in Cole Kanter of Newark Catholic. Our kickoff coming up in a few minutes is brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Kickstart your therapy with Pinnacle. Pinnacle will help keep you moving forward on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
One of our fine Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. outstanding collision repair, super service department, customer pricing and financing always at Guyer's. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. So many thanks to our radio station sponsors here tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. They include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports and Design. Jack Kramer and Mike Wick here at Paul Haas Star Stadium in Whitefield in Newark, home of the Newark Catholic Green Wave and the Newark High Wildcats. We're set to kick it off. Newark Catholic in the home green from top to bottom. White numerals, white stripes on the headgear, white piping down the sides of the pants. Fort Loramie receiving the kickoff, which lights on the ground at the 7 and hops on through the end zone, and the Redskins will start first down, 10 yards to go. Fort Loramie, the away white jerseys, red and black numbers, black pants, black helmets, red trim on the pants and headgear as well. First and 10 Redskins at the 20. Quite a weapon in high school football. If you can smash that kickoff through the end zone, you force the opposing club to start first and 10 from the 20. And I might add that kickoff on the play by Ryan Auer of Newark Catholic was against the wind, and he drilled it. This is a talented Newark Catholic team. Opening play from scrimmage. It is Caleb Maurer, a new wrinkle. He runs the option. He sprints ahead to the 24, 25, 26. Looked like he lost the football when he hit the turf. Let's see if that's the decision. If it's not, it's a poor call because the ground caused it. Nice run by Caleb Maurer. That's the new wrinkle the head coach Spencer Wells and the staff have inserted this week. A little option action by quarterback Caleb Maurer. And he danced outside left tackle on that play. Did not pitch it to Jacob Sherman. Held on. And he hopped ahead for 7. Second and 3 Redskins at the 27. Maurer fakes a pitch to the left. Rolls to the right. Then a late shuffle pass in the backfield to Sherman. He's belted down right at the line of scrimmage. There is a flag against Fort Loramie.
Looks like holding.
We will have a very difficult time reading the scoreboard clock until the sun sets. The sun is parked right on the red lights on the scoreboard, and they appear to be a very pale pink, and we can't make them out. Looks like
11:35 right now.
Yep. We played 25 seconds here at the start of the game. A holding walk-off against Fort Loramie from the spot of the foul. New line of scrimmage is back at the 17. So it's second down, 13 to go for the Redskins. Maurer in the shotgun spread. Deep drop, middle screen. Sherman receives at the 16. A run after catch to the 23, 24. He's spilled. Good hit on the play by Tanner Elwell of Newark Catholic. And he was assisted by Dan Gray, a fine defensive lineman. Third down and 7 to go for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 23. Let's see what is up the coaching staff's sleeves right here. Possession down, Fort Loramie deep in its own end. Should the Redskins have to punt, it'll be with the wind at their back. Deep, deep drop by Maurer, way back at the 14. Oh, it's a skinny post down the middle. Logan Eilerman spears it on the dead run. 40, 45, he's toppled at the 48. Beautiful pass play. Caleb Maurer right on the button. He threw it a good 7, 8 feet off the ground. Logan Eilerman went up and hauled it in.
That was right where it needed to be.
Oh, yeah, what a third down conversion. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Redskins, 48. Caleb Maurer strikes right down the middle of the field for 25 to Logan Eilerman. Here's Jacob Sherman getting a handoff in the offensive backfield. A twisting maneuver to the 50, falling over it to the 49 of NC.
J. Jack, I know one of the things we have talked about is the wind, but it's gusty pretty nicely here.
Yep, sure is. It didn't bother the Newark Catholic kickoff to start the game, though. It will affect punts tonight. And it helped Caleb Maurer's forward pass. It carried the football over the shoulders of Logan Eilerman, who went up and hauled it down. Second down, Fort Loramie, 7 to go for a first down. It is Sherman trying to get to the outside. He's got a block on the corner on the periphery of the Newark Catholic defense. He skids out of bounds at about the 45 or 44.
Yeah, I think he's about a yard short.
Reagan Sheehan came up to make the stop for the Green Wave. Third and 2, Fort Loramie at the 44-yard line of Newark Catholic. Redskins have a slot receiver left, two flanked wide left. It's a 4-2-5 defensive alignment from Newark Catholic. Here's Caleb Maurer, quick handoff, burst by Sherman, outside right tackle, and he hammers to the 42. He's right at the first down stake, maybe an inch or two shy. They won't even measure. Sherman apparently is less than a foot from getting the first down. Fourth down, Fort Loramie at the 42.5 of Newark Catholic. Big play here. Redskins have already converted a huge third down on a pass to Logan Eilerman. Caleb Maurer is keeping the football. Oh, what a fake. What a fake by Caleb. Everybody went after Sherman.
I was fake.
Caleb Maurer is untouched down the sideline. Gone. Touchdown, Caleb Maurer from 43.
I don't know how he did that.
Oh, boy.
He had me fooled.
Everybody in the stadium, all 2,000. The press and announcers here in the two-tiered press box were buffaloed. Caleb Maurer put the football in the tummy, of Sherman. Sherman acted like he had it. He bucked forward to the line of scrimmage, and Caleb Maurer pulled the ball out. Away he went sailing around right end, and he was all by his lonesome, dancing 43 yards down the sideline.
Great play.
Here is the extra point try by Fort Loramie. It's a boot sailing in the air, end over end, about 15 feet off the ground. Aiden Boland's boot is through, not artistic, but it counts nonetheless.
It counts.
Wasn't very high off the ground, enough to clear the crossbar, and landed about 5-6 yards behind the end zone.
Yes.
Fort Loramie will take it. We played less than 3 minutes. Redskins bolt on top against Newark Catholic, 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, as we return to action here at Newark, the crowd going crazy. Tanner Elwell received the pop-up opening kickoff at the 18-yard line, and he raced down the near sideline, got a key block at the 35 or 40. He was not touched. He went the route all the way, 83 yards, 7-6. And believe it or not, in less than 4 minutes, we've had two touchdowns registered. Tanner Elwell, who made the big pick six last week for Newark Catholic against Columbus Academy to turn that game around, comes right back here tonight after a game-opening drive TD by Fort Loramie. It's Tanner Elwell zipping up the sideline. Magnificent run by him. Great blocking by Newark Catholic. However, the extra point try is blocked on the play by the Redskins. It was smacked down at the line of scrimmage. That football barely got off the ground. Fort Loramie super penetration, and it was deflected by a couple of Redskins across the line of scrimmage. Newark Catholic caved in up front. Fort Loramie won the battle on that PAT, and that's big.
That is so big.
7-6 Fort Loramie with 8.5 to go here in the first quarter. We return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We join you after another kickoff return, this one by Fort Loramie. Good for about 18 yards from the 5 out to the 23 or 24. Logan Eilerman on the bring back for the Redskins, who have it 1st and 10 inside their own 25. Already these two teams flashing fine speed. Quarterback Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie, a long touchdown romp, and then a kickoff return by the fast Tanner Elwell of Newark Catholic. Here's a fine dart thrown over the middle by Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer hits the intended receiver, Ethan Kaiser, out of the backfield, and he makes a nifty grab up at the 40, falls to the 41. The play goes for a quick 17, and it's 1st and 10 Redskins. Boy, can Caleb Maurer sling that leather.
He sure can.
He was a timely pregame guest tonight. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage from the 41, 7-6 game. We have not quite played 4 minutes yet. Redskins up a point. Snap back to Caleb. It's Sherman outside right tackle, little running lane. He trudges to the 45, over it to the 46. He carved out 4. Second down and 6 to go for Fort Loramie. And there on the hit for Newark Catholic was Tristan Gorius, a fine linebacker, played on the basketball team. It went up against Botkins last March. 7.5 to go, first quarter. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Snap to Caleb Maurer, who rolls left, gives the ball in the offensive backfield to Sherman. Uh-oh, his progress is impeded, and he's being dragged down. Oh, there's a flag flying in late.
Was it a flag, but it looked like it was a face mask.
Was it, Mike?
I think so.
That may be the reason why the runner, Sherman, was yanked to the turf so immediately. Player might be shaken up. Let's see what results. Newark Catholic diagnosed that play well. It was a sweep around right end by Fort Loramie after Caleb Maurer took a couple steps to the left. Misdirection, but Newark Catholic was not fooled. We'll sort this out when we return. 7:22 to go in the first quarter. It's Fort Loramie 7, Newark Catholic 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and
mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The result of the penalty call, face mask, a Newark Catholic, Fort Loramie first down at the Newark Catholic 43-yard line. Redskins rush it from there on first and 10, and it's Jacob Sherman pile driving between right tackle and guard for a yard, and that's it. He is shut down right there by Cole Sherbian, a fine defensive lineman for Newark Catholic. Second down, 9. Redskins, 42 of the green wave. Fort Loramie leads 7-6. 6.5 to go first quarter. Redskins take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, Mike, and tell our listeners about M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You know, it's a good idea to get those new tires right now so you can grip the road firmly before a change in that weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear and Firestone and Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery always. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhart at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. The present corporation established in Jackson Center in 1982, and locally Local is pleased to promote high school scholarships as ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 16 years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Newark Catholic 42, second and 9. Caleb Maurer fakes to Sherman. Caleb keeps again. That was the play that went for the touchdown, Romp. And this time it smelled out by Newark Catholic, not before Caleb manages to skip down to the 36. Knocked off his pins right there. Third and 4 for Fort Loramie, which might be in four down territory. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-6 Fort Loramie. A lot of excitement in the first half dozen minutes of this game.
The interesting thing is after you see that play one time, you tend to watch for it. It was easier to follow that one.
Two receivers to the left. One is Logan Eilerman for quarterback Caleb Maurer. He's in the pocket of the 42. Good protection. Rolls left. Late flip, middle of the field. Yes, receiver wide open. He came back toward the quarterback, snatched it right at the 29. I think it was Isaac Ratterman who hauled it in. And it's good enough for a first down. Boy, he went downfield, came back toward Caleb Maurer. Good ad-lib job. And it results in a first and 10 Redskins at the 26. Nicely done on offense.
I threw that against his body. Nice throw.
5.5 to go here in the first quarter. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Deep drop, Caleb. Oh, he goes end zone. It's a great route by Logan Eilerman. Caught! Caught! 9 yards deep before he went out of bounds. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer is throwing strikes on the money tonight. Woo! Wow.
There's not much to say about that. That was beautiful.
Line of scrimmage on that play, Mike, was where? Chains have been moved.
35?
No, it was down inside the 30 on the catch by Ratterman. Caleb threw it from the 35. He was well behind the line of scrimmage. Here's the extra point try by Bolin, Aiden kicks it. This one a little higher than the previous one, which was good. This one is through the uprights and over the crossbar as well. Fort Loramie's offense is clicking in high gear. We played 7 minutes. Opening stanza, Fort Loramie 14, Newark Catholic 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, this next kickoff return is uneventful, unlike Newark Catholic's first one, as that boot was muffed down around the 20, and the green wave fall on it at the 22, not good field position. Ball marked for play actually at the 23. That was a 25-yard touchdown strike by Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman, and it was a beaut. The throw was right on the money, spot on. About 9 yards deep in the end zone, Eilerman full stride, reached up and yanked it down out of the sky. Here's an end sweep, first play Newark Catholic. Mason Hackett, the fine running back, 5'7", 180-pounder, who has been rolling up yards at about 7 per clip, is spilled over the 25 at the 26, setting up second down, 6 yards to go for Newark Catholic. Down to 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. 14-6 Fort Loramie off to a great start here on the road. Cole Cantor, 6'3 quarterback, 187-pounder. He throws a long, high-arching bomb down the near sideline in front of the Catholic bench. It is over the outstretched arms of Tanner Elwell at the 45 of Fort Loramie. Third down, 7 to go for a first down for NC at their own 27-yard line. Redskins off to a fine beginning. If we would have gone into detail before the game about the many keys, in addition to offensive line play for both clubs, it might have been who gets off to the best start. Well, Fort Loramie needed a good introduction to this game away from home, and they've gotten it. Here's a reverse. Well done by Tanner Elwell after the fake to Hackett. It is Elwell springing up the near sideline, and he butts heads with a Redskin at the 40. He's got the first down. Logan Eilerman came up to bump the runner out of bounds. Great fake in the offensive backfield by Cole Cantor. And if that is a sign of what we'll see throughout the game, Newark Catholic can explode with running plays from scrimmage. A lot of quickness in Elwell and Hackett. Well, the timeout's been called with 4:34 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie leading Newark Catholic 14-6. Green Wave have it at their own 40. And we are back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's victorshealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
3:45 to go in the first quarter. Second down, 6 for Newark Catholic at their own 43. Here's Cole Canner rolling out to the right on the sprint. Loops a forward pass down the field. Yes, it's caught. Brandon Buchanan, very good wideout, 6'3" tall, speared it on the dead run inside the Fort Laramie 45. Canner can run it. He can dish it out in the offensive backfield to his speedsters, and he can loft it down the field as he did right there. Newark Catholic on the move. Looks like the first one to 35 is going to win this game. It's got all the makings of a high-scoring tilt tonight. 14-6 Fort Laramie, late first quarter. First and 10 Green Wave. And here is the quarterback, Canner. He fakes left, then comes back to the right after a jab step trying to get Fort Laramie out of position. He's caught around the ankles at the line of scrimmage.
Three Fort Laramie defenders at the same time took him down.
Very nice defensive play by Calvin Hoying. Second down and 10 for Newark Catholic at the Greenway 44 as we near the three-minute mark late in the first period. 14-6 Redskins, who've gotten off to a very good beginning in this game. Four receivers flanked two each way. Canner in the pocket. Middle of the field receiver. Dead run, yes. It's hauled in. Down to the 35, 30-yard line. Tackle made inside it at the 28. That's a quick post. Jacob Sherman on the tackle. Ball hauled in by Elijah Wallace, the tight end. And if Sherman doesn't trip him up, Wallace is gone. Newark Catholic offensive line providing good protection for Canner, who used the middle of the field to his advantage there. From the 28 of Fort Laramie, first and 10. Inside handoff to Hackett. Hackett cracks across the line of scrimmage, meets resistance from the linebackers at the 22. He's knocked down right there. But Hackett galloped for about 6. Significant gain on first down, second and 4, Newark Catholic at the 22 of Fort Laramie. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 14-6 Redskins. Green Wave are driving. Trips to the left to the wide side of the field for Canner, who's got Hackett behind him. Canner takes the snap from center. It's Hackett around left end. Oh, he's got an open avenue. He slides through across the 15 and lurches down to about the 11. First and 10, Newark Catholic. Carson Tennery upended the ball carrier, or he might have been gone into the end zone for a score. Offensive line of Conley, Sherbune, Wallace, Sheehan, and Gray getting the job done for Newark Catholic. Number 2, Cole Canter, is in the shotgun spread. First down, 10 yards to go at the Fort Laramie 11. A minute 20 left, first period. Redskins showing blitz. It's a run blitz, but the ball carrier, Hackett, skirts the right end, gets out of trouble. He's at the 10. He is upset at the 5, got to maybe the 4. Second down, 3, Newark Catholic again. Sherman up to spill the ball carrier. But when Jacob makes tackle after tackle in the secondary, that means Newark Catholic is chewing up yards. Final 50 seconds, first quarter. Ball is at the 4. Second down and 3 for Newark Catholic, which can get a first down in the field of play. Two receivers flanked out to the left. One to the right. Man in motion, Wallace, the tight end. Here's Canter, right up the middle of the ball carrier. Pounds to the 3. The 2 stood up right there. It was Mason Hackett trying to ram for first down yardage. Didn't get there. And that is going to conclude the first quarter of action. It'll be third and one for Newark Catholic at the 2.5-yard line of Fort Loramie when we resume action to start the second period of play. It's Fort Loramie 14, Newark Catholic 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Well, we kick off play here in the second quarter. Newark Catholic, a serious threat being posed. Third down, a yard and a half to go for a first down inside the 3 of Fort Loramie. Here's a pitch back on the play to the ball carrier. He slices outside the left tackle. No, it's Canner who kept it. And the big 186-pounder stretched to the 1.5 inches short of a first down, 4 feet short of the goal line. Fourth down, Newark Catholic, an enormous play. Fourth and a foot for a first down, fourth and 4 feet for a touchdown. Opening 32nd, second quarter, Fort Loramie leads 14-6, but that advantage is in jeopardy at the moment. Canner is a good runner, just like Caleb Maurer. Maurer, an equally good passer, is Cantor. And it's a quarterback show so far here tonight with a little Tanner Elwell and Logan Eilerman sprinkled in. Timeout called, Newark Catholic. Huge play coming up. We'll keep it right here. 14-6 in favor of the Redskins. Opening moment of the second period of action. So you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. We take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Make an appointment right now through the company website, TomJerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, TomJerrys.com. Big play, fourth and a foot for Newark Catholic, and we've got a stuttering cadence count by the quarterback, Cole Cantor, and it may have drawn Fort Loramie offside half the distance of the goal line. It takes it from 4 feet away to 2 feet away, and it's a first down and goal to go. That was a fourth down play. Three backs behind Cantor. Third man through gets the nod. It's Mason Hackett. Outside right guard, and he plunges into the end zone for the score. And it's 14-12, and no doubt the Green Wave will go for two. The extra point kick after Newark Catholic's first TD tonight was blocked. Fort Loramie's Aiden Bolin did convert twice. Well, the Green Wave expecting a lot more touchdowns to be tallied up in this game have elected to kick the one-point conversion. And the boot is high and away by Auer. Plenty of despair. He's got it. 14-13. Fort Loramie still up one. Opening minute second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
I looked at my roster incorrectly. I was one line off. Warren Knowlton, a 5'10 senior, does the kicking, the place kicking for Newark Catholic. He missed the first PAT. It was blocked. He converted easily on the second one. It could have been good on a 35-yard field goal. Newark Catholic expecting a lot more points to be rolled up in this game. Went for the 1 point extra point boot. Got it to make it a 1 point contest at 14-13 with 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Logan Eilerman on the kickoff return for the Redskins out to the 25-yard line. Boy, Newark Catholic against the wind to start the game with the wind here in the second quarter has kicked off very well. Redskins first and 10, 25. Well, much like that Versailles game week two, Fort Loramie has got to rally and put points on the board after the opposition. Versailles rolled up a 21-0 halftime lead that game, and Fort Loramie just got too far behind. Got first downs after Versailles scores, but couldn't put points on the board. Tonight, Fort Loramie has done so. Newark Catholic, two touchdowns. Fort Loramie, two. Here is a motion call against Fort Loramie on first and 10 from the 25. So it's first and 15 from the 20. 14-13, Fort Loramie up a point. Opening moment, second quarter of play. Here at Paul Hostar Stadium and White Field in Newark. And here's a sweep to the left end by Fort Loramie. And running out of real estate is Caleb Maurer. He was way back inside the 15. Shook off one tackler, went out of bounds. Flag flew, no doubt holding against Fort Loramie, which was trying to spring Maurer to the outside. Couldn't get it done. And let's see if Newark Catholic takes the penalty or the play. Play gain nothing. It would be second and 15, but Newark Catholic accepts the call. So from back at the 10, it is going to be second and 25. I'm sorry, it's first down all over again. We had penalties accepted by Newark Catholic on the first two plays of this drive. So officially, it's first and 25 to go for Fort Loramie from the Redskins' 10. Under 11 to go in the second quarter. 14-13, Fort Loramie up a point. This may be a case tonight of who has the ball last. Which team has possession late in the fourth quarter and puts the final points on the board? Caleb Maurer deals to Jacob Sherman, and he ramrods his way over the 14, 15, 16-yard line. It's going to be second down and still a bunch, about 20. The place kicker, Warren Knowlton, defensive linebacker for Newark Catholic, in there on that last tackle. Redskins fashion three receivers to the right. Caleb Maurer's got Jacob Sherman behind him. Eilerman split far left. Deep drop, Maurer, middle screen, caught, 17-yard line. Good run after catch over the 25, 28, 29-yard line. It was Jacob Sherman, middle of the field, who caught that looping ball from Caleb Maurer, who allowed the on-rushing Newark Catholic lineman to pursue him, and then he lofted the ball over their headgear. Sherman made the running catch. He was subdued shy of the 30. Third and 5.5 to go for a first down for Fort Lorman. 9:46 to go, second quarter. 14-13 Redskins. Slot right, Sherman behind Caleb. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer, middle of the field. Wide open man is Logan Eilerman. Crossing pattern on the dead run at the 37. He rops over the 40, knocked down at the 44. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Redskins possession shy of the 45-yard line. Well done, Fort Loramie. Big third down conversion. Nice hookup. Maurer and Eilerman. Well, Caleb could have run for a first down, but by throwing, he got even more. He has been disciplined and patient in the pocket, as he is here. Whole bunch of time. Slings it middle of the field. Oh, it might be picked off. Deflected at the 28.
That was awfully close.
Caleb Maurer against the wind. Uncorked a deep one. Triple coverage downfield. And Newark Catholic nearly got the pick. Second down, 10. Redskins at their own 44. 9:10 to go here in the second quarter of play. Fort Loramie 14, Newark Catholic 13. Redskins advancing the ball against the stiff breeze from the southwest. Pair of receivers far left. Here's a bubble screen, left flat, caught on the play by Eilerman. Look at him go across the 50. Long strides, Logan Eilerman, 45-40, and he's knocked down at the 38. Good gallop after the catch by Eilerman. Well-designed play. Bubble screen, left flat to the big wide receiver, Eilerman, who's been an enormous factor in this game so far.
Had a nice spin at the end of that play,
yep.
And he almost broke himself free.
He's got a touchdown reception and several other big gainers. 38-yard line of Newark Catholic, first and 10 Redskins, who were in a deep hole several plays ago back inside their 15. And Newark Catholic subdues this play, submerging Sherman behind the line. It goes for a negative 3 back at the 41. Cole Sherbian in there on the tackle for Newark Catholic as he dragged Sherman to the turf. A negative 3, a loss. Second and 13 Redskins, 41 of Newark. 8:12 to go, second quarter. 14-13 Fort Loramie. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Deep drop, middle screen, left flat, caught, dead run. It's Kaiser, good reception, gets a block, another one, stays on his feet, spins inside the 30. He's got the first down, smacked to the turf at about the 24.
One thing that was interesting to note on that one is Eilerman ended up being pushed to the ground. It looks like after the throw, nothing from the referees, but...
Must have been legal.
Must have been legal.
Good catch and run by Kaiser. Boy, Fort Loramie. Bubble screen. Screens in the flat to the backs. Eilerman catching the short passes. Fort Loramie mixing it up. Trying to take advantage of Newark's speed. The on-rushing linemen have been guilty of not being aware of the screen pass, and Fort Loramie's taken advantage. Momentary delay with 7:39 left here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie driving and leading 14-13 inside the Newark 25-yard line.
We talked a little bit at the break about the play clocks are not running.
No, they're not. Ball play clock time being kept on the field. Here's a spin move in the offensive backfield by Caleb Maurer. He tries to dance out of trouble. Late delivery back in the end zone. It's tipped, popped up in the air, broken up by NC. Brandon Buchanan, a wideout on offense. Good length, 6'3" tall. Managed to spike that ball away from Ratterman and Eilerman deep in the end zone. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie from the 24 of Newark Catholic. Clock stopped. 7:21 to go here in the second quarter. Redskins in the road white. Red and black numbers, black pants, black headgear, red trim. Newark Catholic sporting that green from top to bottom. The green wave have green helmets. White outlines down the sides of the shirts and pants. Caleb Maurer, offensive backfield. Oh, it's a lead draw. It is Sherman breaking one tackle. Another stays on his feet. Look at Sherman go. Driving hard to the 10, the 5, the 3. Jacob Sherman, a runaway express. He would not be denied. Formidable run by Sherman. Great blocking up front by the offensive line. Isaac Ratterman, Carson Tennery, Wes Garrett, Tristan Fleckenstein, Taryn Fleckenstein. Yeoman's work. And Fort Loramie is at the 4, knocking on the door with 7 to go in the second quarter, leading 14-13. Maurer in the spread. Quick hitter, inside handoff, Sherman, left guard, puts his head down and plows to the 2, the 1, got it for the score. Sherman cracks in to make it a 20-13 game, now the all-important extra point to boost Fort Loramie's edge back out to 8. It had been 14-6. Newark Catholic retaliated with 7 to make it 14-13. Aiden Boland's boots have not been real artistic, but they have been successful. Here's the snap back. Ball spotted. Kick Boland in the air. End over end. Got it again. Just enough. Doesn't boom them like Knowlton of Newark Catholic.
But they go through.
It's still 1 point just the same.
Exactly.
8:46 to go, or I should say 6:46 to go in the first half. 21-13 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We're up here at Paul Haas Star Stadium in Whitefield in Newark, home of Newark Catholic and the Newark High Wildcats. Fort Loramie leads Newark by a score of 21-13 midway through the second quarter, and the Redskins elect to hit a ground ball kickoff. Not very effective. It's short of the 45-yard line where Newark Catholic falls on it and has it first down 10 yards to go.
He caught that, I think, either on a short hop or caught it on the line drive.
Yep, nonetheless, Fort Loramie gives up valuable real estate to Newark Catholic on the kickoff exchange. And the Green Wave start from their own 48. Over 6 to go, second quarter, 21-13 Fort Loramie. Cole Cantor, the quarterback, fakes the inside handoff. Oh, he's throwing a fly pattern. Middle of the field, man wide open, caught in the dead run at the 16, 15, 10, 5, tackle from behind. Grant Moore, the wide receiver for Newark Catholic, which features a bevy of split ends and flankers. He's one of them. Tanner Elwell, another. Buchanan, a third. And it was Moore who beat the entire Fort Loramie secondary. Cole Canner with the wind at his back threw that ball 45 yards in the air, spot on. And Newark Catholic is at the 5, just about set to trim this 8-point Fort Loramie lead down to two.
And it looks like Sherman was the one, I think, that chased him down and probably saved a touchdown at that point.
Three receivers far left. Canner with the option. He keeps the football, doesn't give it up to Hackett. And Canner streaks around right end, over at the pylon. And just like that, this quick strike Green Wave team cuts the Fort Loramie lead to 21-19. It may take 45 points to win this game. I said a little while ago, 35 could win it. That's not going to get it done.
That may be the first half.
Points aplenty tonight.
Wow.
The touchdowns are raining. These two clubs, a propensity for scoring. The defense is not slowing down the offenses at all. Fort Loramie's had to stick to it with longer drives. Newark Catholic goes for two to tie it up at 21. Canner, fade pattern, left corner of the end zone. Receiver wide open, in his hands and out. No good. I think it was Elwell, secondary man for Fort Loramie, got a hand in the air, might have interfered with the vision of the receiver, might have gotten a fingertip on the ball. Nonetheless, the newer Catholic receiver had it in his mitt and dropped it.
It was open. He was standing in the corner.
Wide open. And that's big because Fort Loramie retains the lead 21-19, just over six to play in the second quarter in an exciting football game here tonight at Newark. Fort Loramie up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Jacob Sherman for Fort Loramie returns the Newark Catholic kickoff from the 8 to the 28. First and 10 Redskins inside their 30. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Newark Catholic has just shaved the 21-13 Redskins advantage to 21-19. Here's Caleb Maurer around left end. Oh, it's a late pitch of the option. No gain on the play. Strung out nicely by Newark Catholic. Second and 10 Redskins. Boy, you get the feeling. The first defense to get a couple stops and force punts may turn the tide in this game. Line of scrimmage beyond the 28 for Fort Loramie. Second down and right at 10 yards to go for a first down. Redskins feature two receivers tugged in on the left side of the field, the short side. Oh, look at that long bomb by Maurer. He heaves it all the way down to the 30 on the dead run. Eilerman off his fingertips, pretty well covered. Caleb Maurer heaved that one a good 45 or 50 in the air. Brandon Buchanan, who plays in the secondary and is a wideout for Newark Catholic, was blanketing Eilerman, forcing a third and 10. Redskins have it just over their own 28. Big play coming up here. Fort Loramie has turned in some crucial plays already in this game. Defensive back Joe Stanley, just a sophomore, or I should say a junior for Newark Catholic, having a big game. He was in there on the last coverage as well. Timeout called. Fort Loramie 21, Newark Catholic 19. 5:19 to go in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Third and 10, Fort Loramie. Inside their own 30. Caleb Maurer in hot water. Back to pass. Being pursued. A late delivery up the sideline. Short of the receiver. Picked off. Picked off at the 42. Intercepted by Newark Catholic. Well done on the play by Brendan Sheehan, a junior, a linebacker who drifted over and snared the short throw by Maurer, who was being chased down. He was being pursued, was trying to scramble out of trouble, and threw across his body well short of the intended receiver up the left side of the field, Gabe Meyer. And it's first and 10, Newark Catholic on the pick. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of Fort Loramie. I remarked just a moment ago about the fact that whichever team's defense steps up, that could turn the tide. Now Canner is in deep trouble. 15 yards behind the line, runs it, makes a big circle in the offensive backfield, and circumvents a couple of Fort Loramie tacklers, manages to stride back to the line of scrimmage in front of the Green Wave bench at the 42, second and 10 upcoming.
I think he was probably lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, he sure was. He danced out of trouble. He's a heck of an athlete, outstanding shooting guard on the Newark Catholic basketball team, 6'3", 185, and a senior. And it looked like for a moment he might be caught from behind back at his own 46 or 47. Second and 10, Newark Catholic at the Fort Loramie 42, 21-19 Redskins, final 5 minutes, second quarter. Here's Canner rolling right, throwing back to the left, a leaping interception! Interception by Fort Loramie.
Eilerman, I believe. Logan Eilerman snagged that one.
Owen Plyman. Wow, Plyman, what okay. A pick by Owen Plyman. A dandy secondary play by him as Cantor for Newark Catholic in the offensive backfield. Rolled to the right. Made a late delivery back to the left. And guess what? Owen Plyman was laying in the bushes. And he jumped that route and made a diving intercept at the 37. What a play by Plyman. So the Loramie defense steps up. Play went for two or three, but Fort Loramie is retreating. 21-19, Redskins up by two. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports and Design. In that 4-2 defensive look, Newark Catholic is down at the line of scrimmage. Here's a quick look-in pass by Caleb Maurer. Caught on the play at the 38 or 39, but tight end Gabe Meyer, nifty catch. So after the penalty, the play gets 7 yards back, setting up a second down and a 7 or 8 yards to go for a first down for the Redskins from their own 40. That was a very safe, successful pass play. Caleb to the tight end, Gabe Meyer. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer, no one open. Newark Catholic clogs up the middle screen. In fact, the intended receiver for Fort Loramie went down to the ground, and Caleb just threw it into the hip of the Fort Loramie offensive back, saving what might have been a very poor play had he heaved the ball somewhere.
A very smart play on his behalf.
Yes, it was. 3rd and 7 Redskins at their own 40. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. 21-19 Fort Loramie over Newark Catholic. Each quarterback has thrown a pick here late in the second quarter. Caleb to throw from his 30, steps up in the pocket. He pulls a Houdini, skips out of trouble, rolling right, far sideline, fires to a receiver on the dead run. It is caught at the 45, out of bounds. Ooh. Nice reception on the play by the Redskins. Wow, that was well done down the field, I think, by Gabe Meyer again over the 50. And he was jarred as he caught it, held on to it, but was ruled to be on the boundary, off the field of play, incomplete. 4th down, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 40 of the Redskins. 3:40 left to go in the second. Keep in mind now, Newark Catholic will receive the football to start the second half. Here is the kick on the play to the 35, 32, and Newark Catholic downs it right there. 1st and 10, Green Wave. Ethan Kaiser on the boot, subbing for Damon Mesher, who will not play tonight. And a player shaken up for Newark Catholic will allow us to pause. Under 4 to go, first half, 21-19 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, Mason Hackett, the fine running back and good defender in the secondary for Newark Catholic, was shaken up. He hobbles off, and he required assistance, and he may be out for a while. Oh, Newark Catholic, great running play. Another back sprints into the secondary. He's got blockers, 2-3 out ahead of him. Look at the runner go for the Green Wave, sprinting down the right sideline on the other side of the numbers, all the way to the end zone. And that play is good for 68 yards. Newark Catholic's quick strike offense racks up points again. And the Green Wave take the lead.
I believe that was number 16, if I feel that.
That was Hackett. My mistake, it was not Hackett who was injured. Hackett is 16, not 26. The player shaken up on the previous play was Trent Clark. That was Hackett on the touchdown run of 68, and he can fly.
And he did.
Mason Hackett averaging only 7 yards per carry. I say only. That's pretty daggone good. He is up that average tonight thanks to that 68-yarder right there. And in the lead is Newark Catholic by a score of 25-21. Cole Canner throws a forward pass for 2, and it's caught in the right flat. Into the end zone goes the receiver. Well done, Elijah Wallace. The tight end snared it a yard short of the end zone, and he plopped across the goal line to give Newark Catholic a 27-21 lead. Again, that was not Hackett who was shaken up. He is 16. It was 26. Nonetheless, a key component of a Newark Catholic's club was shaken up. That was Clark. but it was not Mason Hackett, who promptly went 68 for a score. And man, oh man, is he the fastest guy on the field. Damon Mesher, if he were here tonight for Fort Loramie, might have something to say about that. But Mason Hackett took off like he was shot out of a cannon. He got across the line of scrimmage, beyond the linebackers, picked up a quartet of green jerseys, and was not touched. A 68-yard scamper to the end zone, and this Newark Catholic offense is loaded.
And I think that was a lot more than 68 yards, because I think he did some zigs and zags and crisps and crosses on the way, too.
They probably went 98.
Yeah.
3:21 to go, second quarter. Newark Catholic is on top now, 27-21. And the Redskins have found themselves in a shootout. I think it boils down now to which defense can adjust more quickly. And the Redskins' last two possessions did not result in points. 68-yard bolt to the end zone by Mason Hackett. 6-point lead, Newark Catholic, 3:21 to go, second quarter. And here's the kickoff by Knowlton, end over end. Fort Loramie covers it at the 15. Return, middle of the field. Now to the near hash. Tackle made at the 27. First and 10 for the Redskins now, who've got 3:16 to get the lead back. 3 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in quarter number two. And Fort Loramie's up against it. Newark Catholic seemingly has settled down defensively and gotten a feel for Fort Loramie's relentless offensive attack. Last couple possessions for the Redskins, nada. And Newark Catholic has taken the lead at 27-21. 1-2-3 receiver split wide left. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Little confusion on the offensive side of the ball. Just over 3 to go, second quarter, 27-21, Newark Catholic over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Caleb Bauer fakes to Sherman, keeps. Newark Catholic manages to stretch out the play horizontally across the field. Caleb herky-jerky maneuver, far boundary beyond the numbers, gain 2. Second down 8, Redskins at their own 30, final 3 minutes of the second quarter of play. Fort Loramie trailing now, 27-21. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Newark Catholic trying to figure things out defensively. Caleb Bauer, short drop. Here comes pressure. Late run by Caleb. And then he throws at the last second. Caught at the 50. Good run after catch. I think it's Logan Eilerman to the 44 of Newark Catholic. It is Logan on the reception. Caleb Maurer, what a spontaneous play in the offensive backfield. He shook away from trouble, stepped up in the pocket, looked like he was going to run. Then at the last second, a yard short of the line of scrimmage, delivered a looper down the sideline on the fingertips of Eilerman.
Got it one-handed.
44-yard line of Newark Catholic. as that big play for the Redskins went for about 28. Short drop, middle screen, caught, Eilerman, left flat, 40, gets a block, 35, 30. Look at him go, inside the 25, collared from behind at the 21, that patented Fort Loramie bubble screen, and it's the Caleb Maurer, Logan Eilerman show right now. First and 10 Redskins, 21-yard line in Newark Catholic. We say this often when we watch football. Do the Redskins want to score so quickly here? They're knocking on the door. Still 2:50 to go in the second quarter. We know Newark Catholic can strike fast. Inside handoff, Sherman, left guard, muscling for two or three to about the 17 or 18.
And you bring up a good point because it's been back and forth all night. You want the lead going into the locker room.
Yep. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie kicks off to start the second half.
Run the ball a couple times here, get that clock down.
Second down and seven, Redskins, 18-yard line of Newark Catholic. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Green wave up six, 27-21. Caleb Maurer's got three receivers to the right. Gives it on the play to Sherman. Sherman bolts up the middle. He's got an opening. He barges down to the 10. Looks like it's going to be goal to go. First and 10, Fort Loramie. I think the ball is going to be marked for play right at the 10. Tough spot on the field from which to score, and four downs does open up the pass game a little more than being sandwiched in down around the 4 or 5. A minute 58 to go in the second. 27-21, Fort Loramie up six. Redskins offensive line proving its worth. It's been valuable again here tonight. Head coach Spencer Wells highlighted that group on the pregame. Man in motion across the formation. Handoff, left tackle, swarming hit by Newark Catholic right at the 9.
And we're down to a minute and a half left.
Yep. Second down and 9. Goal to go, Redskins. 9-yard line of the green wave. Timeouts remaining. Fort Loramie, zip, nothing. Newark Catholic's got 2 to go. Minute 15, minute 14. Redskins line of scrimmage, second and goal at the 9. 7 in the box for Newark Catholic. They fake the run blitz. Altered cadence by Caleb Maurer. Quick hitter, Sherman. Sherman stood up at the 8. Nothing doing. Met solidly. Oh, the interior of that defensive line. Well done, Cole Sherbune. In there on the stop for Newark Catholic, and Fort Loramie had a timeout quickly from the huddle to the line of scrimmage. 38 seconds to go, second quarter, third and goal at the 8. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer looks end zone, finds a receiver, 8 yards deep, falling down and catching for a score. It is Gabe Meyer, I believe. Yep, Gabe Meyer, the tight end, floated free, and he was backpedaling beyond the letter T in the word Wildcats for Newark High that runs across the end zone. And Gabe was falling backwards. Beautiful play by Caleb Maurer. Boy, the timing and the communication between Caleb and Gabe, beautiful. And the Redskins get a TD aerial from the 9, or maybe actually the 8. The extra point try, though, by Boland floats wide left.
I'm not sure that somebody didn't get a hand on that because it looks like it was deflected.
Well, that leaves the score deadlocked at 27.
What else would you expect in the game?
At Fort Loramie had tied it at 27 all on that six-pointer from Caleb Maurer to Gabe Meyer in the end zone. Caleb's hot receiver wasn't available initially. But Gabe kept running his route. He dragged from his tight end spot on the left all the way across the back edge of the end zone. Caleb found him, and that tied this game up with 28 ticks on the clock late in the second quarter. What a game. That reminds me of Dallas and Tampa Bay last night. Two nights ago,
yeah.
NFL's first game of the year. Boy, it has been a scrap here at Newark Catholic tonight. We thought it would be a high-scoring tilt. I told everybody 35-28, 28-21. It may be double that. Well, Fort Loramie's got to stop this kickoff return because Newark Catholic has shown off some dynamite speed. Tanner Elwell can fly. Mason Hackett can go. It's a ground ball kickoff. Good idea. Down to the 28. Green Wave scoop it up and run it to the 39, the 40. 23.8 seconds to go. Newark Catholic's got two timeouts remaining. So you've got to defend against this potent Green Wave attack right down to the final horn at the end of the first half. Here at halftime, Dan Holland, superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, will be our guest. We'll talk to Dan. And here comes Newark Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play right at the 40. Canner, deep drop, little bubble screen, left flat for Tanner Elwell. Broken up the Fort Loramie alertly. Incomplete. Second down and 10, Green Wave at their own 40. 20.3 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 27. Boy, it has been a spectacle. An offensive show, both sides of the ball. We thought it would be. We talked about Cole Canner and Caleb Maurer in the pregame, and the two quarterbacks have lived up to their billing.
They have. The interesting thing, I think, is going to be is the conditioning. Who's conditioned better? These guys have played hard.
Inside handoff, Mason Hackett. And he makes a juke to the right for 6 yards to the 46. Let's see if Newark Catholic gets a timeout. They do. 12.2 to go, second quarter. Game tied at 27. Newark's ball at their own 26. And it gives us an opportunity to let you know that we are on the air thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, which brings you our halftime segment. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Thank you so much, Barker, which has been on with us for 14 years now here on scoresbroadcast.com. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. And LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Plus Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Here's a pass completed by Newark Catholic down the right sideline. It is caught on the play by Buchanan at the 42 of Fort Loramie. Breaks a tackle, makes one more man miss, and he's finally caught way down at the 29 with 4.3 seconds to go in the second quarter. Newark Catholic will not quit, will not give up. Timeout, the last one for the Green Wave. And Cantor from there at the 29 with the wind that is back can heave this ball to the end zone.
Easily.
Yes. And very accurately as well. So Fort Loramie's defense has got to beware. Got to somehow keep the players in front and make the tackle in the field of play. I bet Cantor throws it up all the way to pay dirt.
I bet so too.
Yeah.
And if you're Loramie, you want this to be tied going into the locker room.
Oh, yeah. You worked so
at all costs.
Yeah, Redskins have played so well, worked so hard. It's a 27-27 deadlock. 4.3 to go in the second. And Newark Catholic has it at the Fort Loramie 29. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Last play, second quarter, Cantor, long, high-arching bomb, jump ball, end zone. Fort Loramie pops it up in the air. Newark Catholic gets the rebound. Touchdown, touchdown. My goodness gracious, how about that? Four white shirts, three green shirts, and I think the 6'3 Buchanan came down with it. The ball was popped up in the air. about 10 feet off the ground, bobbled by somebody, and Newark Catholic reeled it in. I told you, the green wave so dangerous with Canner at the quarterback spot. He threw it 6-7 yards deep in the end zone, and the green wave made it happen. Extra point by Knowlton, and he sails it into the stands, which are a good 15 to 20 yards beyond the end zone. And time expired, ending the second quarter on that play. Fort Loramie worked so hard for two periods, only to fall behind on the very final play of the second stanza, and it's 34-27 at the break. Keep in mind now, our radio station break is upcoming. We alert the board operator at the WMVR, our radio station break is upcoming. What a first half. 61 points scored, a grand total of 9 touchdowns, and Fort Loramie trails by 7 at the end, 34-27.
You said 35 for game. It's 34 at half.
Oh, yeah. I missed it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to take 8 or 9 touchdowns to win this game.
Wow.
What a night here at Newark. It's our radio station break. First half is over. Newark Catholic ahead by 7 over Fort Loramie, 34-27 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
And we welcome you back to Paul Haas Star Stadium in Whitefield in Newark. home of the Newark Catholic Green Wave and the Newark High Wildcats. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. It is halftime, and Fort Loramie trails Newark Catholic by a score of 34-27. We remarked on Fort Loramie's last touchdown drive. Would the Redskins be scoring too soon? Well, it was a great touchdown strike through the air from Caleb Maurer to Gabe Meyer, 8 to 9 yards deep in the end zone. One heck of a play. Beautiful toss by Caleb as Gabe dragged all the way across the field in the end zone, made a fine reception. But Newark Catholic still had two timeouts, a minute to go, and they throw a touchdown pass from in excess of 25 yards out with 4 seconds remaining on the clock to earn a 34-27 lead at halftime. That's not a final score. Halftime, 34-27. People ask me all week long, what would the final score be? I told folks 35-28, 28-21. Well, I'm right on after two quarters. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, we're so pleased to be joined here at the half by Dan Holland, superintendent of the Fort Loramie School District, and we are witnessing one heck of a football game, Dan. It's a spectacle. This tops Ohio State, Oregon for sure, doesn't it?
Well, I'm an Irish fan, so we'll go with that. But hey, I used to go to the state championships when I was younger, and the guy on the announcers used to say, "And back and forth we go." So that's what it's been like. I don't know if I'm tired from watching that or tired from crawling up these stairs to talk to you, but what a great high school football game.
We talked in the pregame about Caleb Maurer, 60% thrower. In fact, had a nice little 4-minute interview. Fun facts with Caleb. He said his favorite sport, it was probably basketball. He said his favorite coach, though, was probably Spencer Wells. Spencer gets a 10 on a 10-point scale. Corey Britton, a 9.99999.
He's a good kid, and I tell you what, as good of an athlete as he is, he's even a better kid, and great student, too. He's a good friend of my son, and I get to interact with him. I call him the Magic Man, so Magic Maurer, but what a great athlete, and what an even better kid.
Yeah, he's performed some magic tonight, but you know what? It's in his repertoire. It's natural. He's got a lot in that football arsenal of his.
He makes it look easy. I played that position a lot shorter than he was, and I certainly didn't look like that, but yeah, great athlete, and the kids are working hard, and you certainly picked a good one to come to tonight.
Oh, yeah. When the schedules were formed way back last spring, and I saw this contest on a Saturday night at Newark and knew how good Newark Catholic was last year when they played in the state semis and lost to Warren John F. Kay, and I knew that Fort Loramie was going to be strong. Yeah, a rebuilding season. I got so much faith in Spencer and the coaching staff, and key components at skill positions return. I knew the Redskins were going to be able to put points on the board, and Oregon Ohio State was at noon, and Newark Catholic and Fort Loramie was at night. I said, oh, that's a match made in heaven.
The only thing that would have made better if you would have brought your wife and made a date out of it, but no, again, great football game, both teams competing. It's just been a pleasure to watch our kids compete.
Now, Newark Catholic goes to Fort Loramie next year, right?
Correct. We got a little trouble with scheduling next week. We lost our Dayton-Dunbar game, but we're on the road for four pretty long trips this year. Those teams are returning the favor next year, and our football boosters purchased a bus, but put the kids on a bus, a nice bus to travel for these faraway trips, and that's just an example of the booster clubs and support they give our kids. So
remaining on the Redskins' independent schedule, are games at Eden up in Williams County, extreme northwest Ohio.
It's in Canada, I think.
For sure, Michigan.
Yes.
For sure, Michigan. Lucas, which is west of the Amish country, west of Worcester about 20 miles, east of 71, south of 30. I've been through Lucas. You've got a game at Columbus Academy yet to play, and then the final contest up at Lima Central Catholic to end the year.
I would say this is a pretty difficult Division VII schedule.
Yep.
One thing I appreciate about Coach Spencer Wells is he's not afraid to back down from any type of competition, and our kids are responding, and it's good for our program. You know, we've been trying here lately to get ourselves into the MAC. We'd like to be in the MAC. We hope that invitation will come sometime soon. We keep knocking on the door and pushing for that, but for now we'll be an independent. We've been an independent before, travel, but you look across the field and we have plenty of people here and they travel and they support our kids, so we'll do what we have to do to put our program in the place to get better and keep improving.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools, Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half of tonight's football game between Fort Loramie and Newark Catholic, 34-27, and Newark Catholic the leader by a touchdown here at intermission. Quick update on the family. I love it when I see you, your wife, and kids. And I tease the young children all the time, tell them real bad jokes, and it's a good group. I love to be around them, and I'm sure they're tickled to come to the games.
The girls didn't want to travel tonight. Allison plays volleyball. Bryn's not. She's a basketball player, and Will is Will's playing on the team. He gets in some special teams. I don't see him too much, but that's part of the gig right now. But the kids are doing well, and school's going well for them, and they know grades are important. So.
Back at Fort Loramie today, a great volleyball match.
Yeah.
The Redskins and New Knoxville.
Wow.
It went five sets.
Five games. Five games. What a great contest that was. And it's certainly fun to watch those girls compete, too.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Fort Loramie State Championship in girls basketball last March. We haven't seen each other on the air to review that. What a triumph. Should have been notched a year sooner. Could have been back-to-back very easily. But, wow, did the Fort Loramie girls come on like gangbusters. Carla Siegel was like a jockey on a horse at the end of the season. She whipped that team into shape at just the right time, and they didn't miss a beat, played their best basketball in February and March.
Yeah, she's a great coach. She'll be the first to tell you, though. She's got volunteers that work down at the first, second grade level on up, and our kids are extremely skilled, and they play hard for her. And, it's kind of funny. We win a state championship, and people are giving her a hard time that we didn't get to a running clock. So, she does a great job with that program, and she's got a lot of talent coming up through the younger ranks, too. So, we expect no pressure, but we expect her to keep those winning ways.
Well, one word, systemic, that describes the program from the ground up.
Yeah, if you watch our youngsters play on up to our high school, you see a lot of the same things, and I think that's part of any good program. There's consistency. Her coaches have been consistent. She's got a great group of assistants. Phil Barhorst with the JVs, and she's just doing a nice job. Kids are buying in.
The 2021-22 school year, off to a good start. Highlight any new positions, newly hired staff?
We have one new teacher, Jessica Egbert. She's junior high language arts. That's our only new staff. We don't have a lot of turnover in our district, and which is a good thing.
Right.
But we're looking forward to we didn't think we were going to get her. They weren't going to let her out of her contract at Riverside, so it was a little touch and go for a while, but she's doing a nice job. We're happy to have her.
We alluded to the state championship by the Fort Loramie girls basketball team last March. Other special accomplishments by student groups and sports teams?
Well, I think you look at our baseball team that went to state last year.
Yeah.
Jeff does a nice job with that program.
Yep.
We had a number of track participants at the state tournament, cross country as well. And one thing that I think, I wish they were here tonight. I know it's tough for them to travel, but Kyle Kanapke does an outstanding job with our high school marching band program. program, and they've sounded great, and they add a lot to the atmosphere. So wish they were here to help our team this evening, but he does a great job too.
As scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR were in Akron for that state semifinal in D4 baseball last June. What a great game. Everything fell together just right for Warren JFK. It was one of those contests, Dan, where if it goes 8 or 9 innings, Fort Loramie probably gets another run or two and wins the game.
Right, yeah, two evenly matched teams.
Yes.
And, you know, our kids didn't do. They played well. It was just a difficult game, and they had a great pitcher. I believe he was Kent State or Akron. I'm not sure where he ended up going. But
yes.
But that's what you expect when you get to that level, and we were right there on the cusp. So looking forward to great things from them again this year.
A new academic initiatives.
You know, one thing that we're proud of is we have a lot of College Credit Plus courses. We have students that walk across our stage of graduation, and they've got their associate's degree in one hand, and they're getting their diploma in the other.
Woo.
So we're really proud of that, and so kids are really taking advantage of that opportunity, and that's one thing we see as a positive for our school district. And, you know, these guys don't get enough accolades, but I'd like to mention we can't do any of this without a great Board of Education, and Mike Siegel's our board president, Lisa Ruhenkamp's the VP. Fern Siegel's been on for quite some time. Lynn Deloy and Brad Reitman, they're very supportive of what we do, and we can't do what we do without that.
Hey, how about the Veterans Night event last week at the Fort Loramie Covington football game? It was beautifully done.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. Both of my parents served in Vietnam. I really have a lot of respect for our veterans, and you know, it gives our kids a chance to invite a local hero. Maybe it's their brother, uncle, grandfather, dad, mom, whatever. They invite them. They stand on the field, and we talk about their service. And we had 13 flags. The kids had 13 flags they ran out with for those guys that lost their lives in service, people that lost their lives in Afghanistan. So that was nice. But one really nice touch I'd like to mention is all the Covington players, after we introduced everyone, lined up and walked down from the 10-yard line to the opposite tent, shaking the hands of all our veterans. And I just thought, you know, that's what it's all about. And the respect they showed for
a continued response to the health crisis.
You know, to me, I know it's a 5-letter word, but COVID to me is a 4-letter word. I think everybody's tired of talking about it. I know it's out there. I know it's serious, but we were lucky last year. We were able to be in session all year. Our staff did a great job. Our kids, our parents. We scored better than we've ever scored on our Ohio achievement tests because we believe we were in class doing what's right for the kids. And, you know, we're going with the ebbs and flows. We're keeping kids safe. We're trying to sanitize and clean our buildings. But it's important for them to be in front of our most important assets, and that is our teachers who are, you know, we don't make widgets. We make kids that we hope will become positive, productive citizens as they graduate. And so we're in a situation where we're able to do that, and we're just trying to do the best we can with the situation.
Very, very well said. Dan Hyland, easy for me to say.
I've been called worse, so.
Easy for me to say. Dan Holland, the superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie. Toughest question of the night. Here it is. Predict the final score for this game. It's 34-27, Newark Catholic right now.
We're going to go for two. It's going to end up 35-34.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go from nine touchdowns to one.
I had my fingers crossed behind my back. No, I think it's going to be back and forth again.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, one thing you haven't seen is a lot of turnovers. You know, the turnovers that you had seen didn't really amount to any points. I mean, there's just not been a lot of mistakes. I think it's who's ever better conditioned as we go down to the wire. And so we'll see what happens. But I appreciate all the support you give us.
Oh, thank you so much. Conditioning is going to be a factor. A lot of players on both teams go both ways.
Yep.
So it may come down to that. Which defense steps up a little bit in the end?
I agree. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie, our guest on a beautiful night here in Newark. Fort Loramie trailing by 7, 34-27. We are about 5 minutes away. away from the start of the third quarter. We are going to take our three-minute radio station break at this point in time. Our three-minute radio station break at the end of our halftime segment is upcoming. 34-27 Newark Catholic over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick back at Paul Hostar Stadium and White Field in Newark, home of the Newark Wildcats and the Newark Catholic Green Wave, who lead Fort Loramie 34-27, overtaking the Redskins on the final play of the second quarter. It was about a 24 or 25-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Cole Cantor to his wide receiver Buchanan, corner of the end zone. It was a jump ball. Looked like there were four white shirts, three green shirts, and somehow or other Buchanan came down with the deflection. Ball was popped into the air, bobbled around, and on his back, Buchanan clutched it for the TD. Extra point kick was booted. And thus, Newark Catholic has earned a 7-point lead. We're a moment away from the start of the third quarter. I'd like to let you know that we are on the air tonight thanks in part to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, long time, 13-year underwriting sponsor for us. We owe a lot of gratitude to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Yep, a good tackle by Nate Berger of Fort Loramie saved a touchdown on the kickoff return by Elwell. He's already got one for a score, took that one back from the 11 to the 45. If he makes one more man miss, he's gone. And Newark Catholic starts the second half, first and 10, cutback move by Hackett. He's upset a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Wow. That was a very good defensive play, knifing through for Fort Loramie was Carson Tennery. Excellent hit for a loss. Second 11 to go for Newark Catholic at their own 44 with 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. And Newark Catholic leading Fort Loramie 34 to 27. Four receivers flank. Cole Canner, short drop. Airs one out down the right sideline. It is out of bounds beyond the Fort Loramie bench. Canter proving he's human. He misses a receiver. These two quarterbacks have been on fire. We highlighted that in the pregame. Caleb Maurer has played Cole Canter, the 6'3 senior for Newark Catholic, dead even. It's been a quarterback show tonight. What a delight to watch. Entertaining game. Two highly skilled QBs. Canter, a senior. Maurer, a junior. Third and 11 for Newark Catholic at their own 44. Canter fakes the inside handoff. He's 10 yards behind the line, running out of real estate. Far side of the field. Flush to the boundary. Lost five on the play. And Newark Catholic will have to punt. I may be wrong. I think this is the Green Wave's first punt of this game.
That's what I was thinking.
Pep Logan Eilerman strolls back to his 24 to receive the punt from Cole Canter. He's the Mr. Do-It-Everything for the Green Wave. Opening minute, third quarter, and Fort Loramie's forced to punt. What a kick by Canter with the wind, I should say. Wobbling far side, Eilerman catches, drops, scoops it up, out of bounds at the 25 or 6.
And you miss a fair catch in there.
First and 10 Redskins, 25-yard line. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Halftime score from back in Sydney at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It is Milton Union 34, Lehman 7 after two periods. Couple of receivers flanked right. Caleb Maurer engineering this drive from right at the 25. It's Jacob Sherman, left tackle, bucks for about three. New line of scrimmage, the 28. Stood up there by Dan Gray. Very stout defensive lineman for Newark Catholic. Boy, he is excellent. He leads the way up front for the Green Wave. Actually, Sherman's forward progress netted him four to the 29. It is second down and six. Minute and a half gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie down by 7. Here's Caleb Maurer sprinting left. Doesn't pitch out. Keeps. Makes a man miss. Protects the ball. And reaches out to the 34-35. He's got the first down. Heck of a play by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. And the Green Wave have a player shaken up. I tell you what, the injury bug has hit the Green Wave. It's been a physical game. That was a theme of this Fort Loramie coaching staff all week long. Get a turnover or two and be physical.
And this one looks like it may be a cramp.
No doubt. Not surprised we're not seeing more of those. We may as this game goes on. In fact, a couple, three Green Wave players on their backs nursing cramps. We'll take a timeout. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie with a big first down play coming up from the 45, or I should say from the 35 of the Redskins. Fort Loramie down 7, 34-27, beginning of the second half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, we return to live action here at Whitefield in Newark. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, 35-yard line, first and 10 after the very good 6-yard run by Caleb Maurer, who rolls left, late pitch on the play to Sherman. Sherman's bear hugged at the line of scrimmage, no gain. That was the option that Fort Loramie unveiled this week in preparation for Newark Catholic. It worked well early. Newark Catholic has adjusted some. Second down and 10, Redskins at their own 35, down by 6, or I should say down by 7, 34-27, first 3 minutes, third quarter. Four receivers flanked for Caleb Maurer. Throws left side of the field. Ooh, the route was almost jumped on the play by Elwell at the 41. He had it maybe for an instant, and it looked like Gabe Meyer got a hand back in there. He played defender for a split second and fought it loose from the Newark Catholic secondary man. Third and 10, Fort Loramie at the 35-yard line. And that last player who went out for Newark Catholic, I think, was Dan Gray, the stud defensive lineman who plays offense as well. Caleb Maurer with a very deep drop, and he throws it deep, up in the air, down to the 20. Three white shirts, a couple of green shirts. They covered up well, incomplete. It falls harmlessly at the 16, no good. And Fort Loramie's got a player on his back at the 31. That was a third and 10 play, sets up fourth and 10, and Fort Loramie will have to punt it. Boy, the players are falling like flies. Cramps, young men getting nicked up, going to a knee, and this Redskin player is being tended to right now. Gives us a chance to take a commercial break with 9:17 to go here in the third quarter, and Newark Catholic leading Fort Loramie 34-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
But the Redskins will have to punt. Dan Gray was one of the shaken up Newark Catholic players, and he is being treated right down below us at the 50-yard line. And he's a stalwart. He's a kingpin up front for Newark Catholic. Here is the punt, but Kaiser, oh, it's a line driver caught in the dead run by Elwell at the 34. He spun around at the 37, and Yang tackled. Well, we played only 3 minutes here in the second half. A possession each way, one for Newark, one for Fort Loramie, and no scoring yet.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, surprising. And either the offenses are getting a little tired or the defenses are adjusting and catching up.
And I know we talked a little bit in the first half, and then I think you guys talked about it at halftime, but the conditioning, I think, is going to be key in this game with as much activity and running and everything that these guys are doing, just play after play.
Quick flat pass by Newark Catholic. Good execution. Caught behind the line of scrimmage a couple of yards, and then a nifty run after catch on the play by, I believe that's Moore, who caught it and sprinted to the 44-45, plunging out of bounds into the Fort Loramie bench after rambling for a total of 8. Second and 2 for the Green Wave at the 45. Nobody's had a lead in this game of more than one score. Newark Catholic in possession right now with a chance to go up 2 scores. Leading 34-27, 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Hackett is alongside Kander. Hackett gets the nod right up the gut, and he lurches for about 2, a yard shy of a first down. Third and 1 upcoming for Newark Catholic at the Green Wave 46.
Army's doing a great job defending that inside. If they try to run it up the middle, they're shutting that down in a hurry.
At both teams' defensive lines modifying their play to slow down the run. Each club adjusting defensively. Newark Catholic needs one here on third down from the 46. It's Canner. He feeds Hackett. Hackett to the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for 2. He's got the first down at the 49. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Newark Catholic up 7, 34-27. And we've got another Newark Catholic player on the ground. And it will give us an opportunity to let you know all about our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Drop in and see the folks at Geyer's. Outstanding collision repair and service department, too. And I think one of the best-kept secrets at Geyer's is the collision repair, which has been around since Geyer's started. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Say it's a good idea right now to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in North Main and Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery too. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Yep, here is a first and 10 play for the Newark Catholic Green Wave from their own 49, and it's a run around the left end, and it is a hard nose tackle at the 48 of the Redskins, pickup of 3, second down and 7 for the Green Wave from the 48. And Newark Catholic momentarily just lost another player. We played a little over 4 minutes here in the second half. Newark Catholic driving to the 48 of the Redskins, leading by 7, 34-27. Here is a fake to one back, a give to Hackett. Hackett springs it wide. Look at him go. He's jet propelled. 40 of Fort Loramie, 35-30 on the loose. Mason Hackett dancing all the way down inside the 20 to the 17. And another young man is down, this time a white shirt. Mason Hackett, ooh, if he gets out of that jam at the line of scrimmage, there's a log jam trying to gang tackle him high and low. If he frees himself and spurts wide and gets outside the hash marks and to the numbers, he is mighty dangerous as he did then. New line of scrimmage, the 17-yard line for Newark Catholic when we come back. 34-27 Green Wave lead, 7:26 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As we return to action, Cole Cantor throws a flare pass out to the left. Line of scrimmage was about the 17. It's caught at the 19 and then run down to the 10. Good dash after catch on the play by Buchanan. And Newark Catholic sets up shop, 10-yard line of Fort Loramie. Second down and two to go. Green Wave lead at 34-27. 6:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Mike, you're so right. If there was ever a game where conditioning is going to play an enormous factor in the finish, it is tonight. Another flat pass by Cantor to the right side. No good, incomplete. Receiver Wallace had it. It splashed off his hands. So it's third and two, Newark Catholic, 10-yard line of Fort Loramie.
That play seemed a little bit rushed. They were in a hurry to get that one, I think, and overthrow him.
Which team will outlast the other tonight? That's the optimal word, I think, outlast. So far, third quarter, no points on the board. Serious threat here by Cole Cantor and Newark Catholic. He looks left, no one open. Then right, then back to the left. Receivers got it, 2 yards deep in the end zone. And Newark Catholic has gone up a 13, 40 to 27. And was hauled in about a yard, yard and a half deep in the end zone by Elwell, who jitterbugged and gave the secondary man for Fort Loramie fits. Cantor had looked left, then right, then back to the left, and he saw what he needed. Extra point try, but Knowlton is a beauty.
He put that one on the road, I think.
He hammered that one between the uprights all the way to the stands, which sit a good 20 yards beyond the end zone. 6.5 to go, third quarter, and Newark Catholic has jumped on top now by 2 scores. First time tonight somebody has had a 2-touchdown edge. 41-27, Newark Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, up at this point in the game, the Redskins have got to gather a second wind. That's all there is to it. It's far from over. Quarter and a half to go, but Newark Catholic has surged on top now, and by a score of 41-27. Here is the return of the kickoff. Newark Catholic smacked it down to the 16. Redskins find run back. It is taken by Sherman, who spurts all the way out to the 35, 39-yard line. Good kickoff by Knowlton of Newark Catholic. Excellent bring back by Sherman. First and 10, Redskins, 39-yard line. Fort Loramie trailed by a score of 27-21 late in the second quarter. Got a great late first half TD strike to Gabe Meyer from Caleb Maurer. Extra point was no good. Game was tied at 27. Last two TDs have been racked up by Newark. Running play, Fort Loramie, not much. Sherman to the 42, and he's pounded. Newark Catholic's interior defensively starting to figure out the run blocking schemes of the Redskins, and Fort Loramie is finding rushing yardage few and far between right now. 5:56 to go, third quarter, 41-27. Newark Catholic in the lead. Fort Loramie chases a man off the field just in the nick of time. Caleb Maurer gets the play call, two backs behind him. Here is the fake to Sherman, roll out left by Caleb, throws up the left sideline, diving for it as a receiver into the Fort Loramie bench. It is incomplete. Good effort by Gabe Meyer. No good is the pass, though, about 11 yards downfield, and it sets up a third and 7 confronting Fort Loramie, 42-yard line of the Redskins. 5.5 to go here in the third. Well, a lot of players have been nicked up with injuries, been numerous cramps experienced, and I think that's still Dan Gray on the sideline for Newark Catholic, the fine offensive lineman. He is still out. Newark Catholic, though, hasn't missed a beat. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer. Bubble screen, Eilerman. Newark Catholic clogs it up middle of the field. Tackle made at the 45. And not much there. And Newark Catholic clearly getting adjusted defensively.
It brings up fourth and 4.
Yep, Fort Loramie is going to go for it. No tomorrow, down 14. You can't give it back to Newark Catholic without scoring points in this shootout right now. Got a whistle before the snap and a very late timeout taken by Fort Loramie. Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, one of our fine sponsors. We'll take a momentary break. Fort Loramie trailing at Newark Catholic 41-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Yep, here we go. Redskins, fourth and four. They go for it. Flat pass. Caught 6 yards behind the line. Good run after catch. It's Kaiser or Sherman shooting to the 50. First down yardage with two or three to spare. New line of scrimmage, the 48 of Newark Catholic. Good play call. Well done by Spencer Wells and the Redskins coaching staff as they pull one out of their hip pocket on fourth and four. You simply can't give the ball up without scoring too often against this very potent Newark Catholic club. 41-27, NC leads. Fairly late third quarter, Caleb Maurer arching a bomb down the far side. It's a jump ball at the 18-yard line. A green shirt makes the interception. Picked off. Beautifully done on the play of a Newark Catholic. Wow, in the secondary. That pick was turned in by the Green Waves, Matt Kirk. And he was step for step, shoe for shoe with, I think, Logan Eilerman. That ball was a hair underthrown, not much, but Kirk was in Eilerman's hip pocket and made the big intercept at the 18-yard line. And now up two scores. Newark Catholic gets the ball back with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Pitch out near side. Hackett trying to get the corner turned. Fort Loramie says no. Great penetration on the play, and Hackett is dealt a setback of about 4. New line of scrimmage. The 14 might have lost 5. Second and 15, Newark Catholic. Boy, Redskins need a stop here. 4 minutes to go in the third. Fort Loramie would get pretty good field position if the Green Wave were forced to punt from that inside their own 20.
And they need that.
Fort Loramie sets up defensively. 4 down linemen. 2 receivers to the right for Cantor. He looks that way. Now in the middle. Being pursued as he throws. Over the shoulder catch is good at the 47. All the way to the 50 and out of bounds. What a reception by Tanner Elwell of Newark Catholic. One-on-one coverage. Over the shoulder grab. The throw by Cantor was spot on.
But Cantor did an amazing job because he looked at the primary, who was covered, and then he went to the secondary and threw up. Just an ace.
I tell you what, you just don't see this kind of passing in Division 7 high school football. It has been an aerial show deluxe tonight, turned in by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. And Cole Cantor of Newark Catholic. Delayed handoff. Goes on the play to Mason Hackett. He's buried. He lost 3. Back at the 48.
Loramie's all over that center.
Yeah, Gabe Meyer made a stop. He anticipated the ball would be fed to Hackett. And he exploded on the ball carrier. Second down and 13, Newark. At the Green Wave, 48.5, 2:45 to go, third quarter, 41-27. Newark is leading by 14. Fort Loramie yet to score in this half. Roll out to the left, McCanner can't spot a receiver, elects to run, spurts ahead, slides to the 45. Players on both sides are winded, and these two teams are recharging batteries right now as we speak.
Cantor kind of came up limping a little bit there.
Second down and 6 or 7 to go for a first down for Newark at the Fort Loramie 46. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Redskins, who racked up 4 touchdowns in the first half, 2 in the first less than 6 minutes of the game have not scored in the second half. Deep drop by Canner. Good pressure. Flat pass. Caught on the dead run by the receiver. Immediate hit by Fort Loramie at the 42.
Well covered.
Fourth and about 3.5 to go for a first down for Newark Catholic, just outside the 42 of Fort Loramie. A minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. And Cantor, who does the punting, came to the sideline to talk to head coach Ryan Aiello. He's back on the field with the play call. No way the Green Wave boot it here. Unless it's a pooch kick by Canner. Let's see if he retreats. Nope. Low snap at his ankles. He's under duress. He's sacked at the 50-yard line. Fort Loramie gets good field position. First and 10 Redskins. And that was well done. Isaac Ratterman came darting through. Got around the knees of Canter. That was an aborted play. Fort Loramie spelled it out. Good defensive line pressure. The new line of scrimmage is marked for play at the Fort Loramie 49.
Yeah, I think that low snap definitely played a factor into that one.
Timing was thrown off. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Redskins get a break. Field position near the 50. Down 14 late in the third. Ball dealt to Sherman. Sherman barrels over left tackle, meets resistance at the Newark 47. He got four. No, it was Logan Eilerman. No, by mistake, it was the other Eilerman on the carry for the Redskins. Fort Loramie fashions Logan at the wide receiving spot. And Darren Eilerman, a junior, 6'3", has seen some time here in the offensive backfield. Whoops, we got a whistle before the snap. I think movement by the Redskins, that hurts. It was second and 6. Now it's second and 11 from the Redskins 48. And the false start is probably the result of fatigue setting in. These two teams have got to be tired.
I'm tired and I'm watching.
Final 20 seconds, third quarter. Redskins were blanked in that third period. Only one touchdown in the third quarter of play. Delayed handoff. Offensive backfield, Fort Loramie. Diagnosed by Newark Catholic. Tackle made at the 47 or 8. Sets up a third down when the fourth quarter starts. Third and 11, Fort Loramie at their own 48. Offense bogging down now. Newark Catholic's defense stepping up. Green Wave up 14. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Well, as we start play here in the fourth quarter, Fort Loramie comes to the line of scrimmage at the Redskins 48, confronting a third and 11, down by 14. Short drop, Caleb Maurer. Again, a whistle, a flag, a pre-snap foul against the Redskins. It's going to cost them 5. And again, I think that's more of a fatigue factor starting to set in now. the Redskins' concentration has got to refocus. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Well, what might have been a much more makeable third and 11 is third and 16, Fort Loramie, at their own 43.
And those extra yards, they hurt.
Redskins down 41-27. Two receivers right and left. Quarterback Caleb Maurer in the shotgun spread. Medium drop, steps up in the pocket, crossing pattern, fires a bullet. Logan Eilerman in his hands. He's hit by a defender, and out the ball flies. Incomplete. So, that means Redskins will have to punt the ball away. And I tell you what, Fort Loramie cannot afford to punt the ball back to Newark Catholic more than once in the remaining 11 minutes of this game.
Yeah. And
maybe one more time at the most.
At the most, yeah.
High kick.
Short.
Sherman. It lights on the ground at the Newark Catholic 34, bounces horizontally across the field, and it's going to be out of bounds right there at the 34. Newark has it. First down, 10 yards to go. It was actually Ethan Kaiser on the punt for the Redskins as Sherman and Kaiser absorb the duties left by Damon Mesher, who's not with us tonight. Less than 100% healthy. Should return next week. Fort Loramie, by the way, as you heard Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, say at halftime, is working on a game for next Friday or Saturday. Dayton Dunbar will not be the Redskins' opponent next weekend. Opening 16 seconds, fourth quarter. Newark Catholic up 14. Roll out right, Buchaner. Nothing available. Look at him go. He hot foots a run to the far side. He uses all 53 yards, the whole width of the field. And he scampers for about 17 across the 50 to the Fort Loramie 48.
He is knocking off the Redskins.
Good chase put on by Elliott Davis of Fort Loramie, who caught up with Cantor. It is first and 10, Newark Catholic at the 48. And not only can Fort Loramie not punt the ball the rest of the game, maybe once more, if that, the Redskins sure as heck cannot afford to give up more points to Newark Catholic. It's a 14-point game, 11 to go in the fourth, 41-27. Short drop by Canner. It is a draw to Mason Hackett, and the hole is plugged up right at the 48-yard line. No gain. Second down, 10. And Newark Catholic now, with the score on its side, may elect to run it a little bit more often using clock. Newark's got three timeouts left. Fort Loramie, two. Redskins have not scored in the second half. 41-27 lead, Newark Catholic. Newark Catholic with a touchdown pass of about 25 yards in the final 4 seconds of the second quarter emerged a 7-point halftime leader, extending that to 14 here in the fourth. 10:25 to go in the game. Timeout, Green Wave. Second and 10 upcoming. Fort Loramie down 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. G-A-I-E-R-S-8.com.
Well, as we return to action, the Newark Catholic Green Wave used that break, used the timeout to construct an unbelievable reverse, and it worked beautifully. Cantor in the offensive backfield dealt the ball to Buchanan, who came around from his wideout position to the right. He took the handoff way back in the offensive backfield, and he had a lane down the far sideline, and he roamed all the way to the Fort Loramie 19. And Newark Catholic is in business. A touchdown right here by the Green Wave might put this game away. Two receivers right, two to the left. The quarterback, Cantor, takes the snap at the 24. Line of scrimmage at the 19. Mason Hackett burrows for two. 18-yard line of Fort Loramie. Well-designed play. Oh, what a sweep. It was a reverse to Buchanan. And he simply outran Fort Loramie's defense. This Newark Catholic team is very quick. A lot of speed on this Division VII football club. Very fast. And it's worn Fort Loramie down. Redskins have been playing catch-up the last two quarters or so. Second down, eight. Newark Catholic. Short drop, Cantor. Woo, now way back at the 35. Does he throw it away? Might be a pick. No, it's out of bounds at the 8. I think Cantor did have his eyes on the sideline and out of bounds. Boy, if he'd underthrown that another yard, Fort Loramie might have had an intercept. That's what the Redskins need. Clock stops, 9:26 to go in the fourth. 41-27, Newark Catholic by 14.
There was a lot of pressure being applied by Loramie.
Yep, Loramie put the heat on. Cantor, though, quite the athlete. He just simply scurried out of trouble. Here comes the third and eight play call. Newark Catholic's got a good kicker. He socked home a field goal last week for Newark against Columbus Academy. Roll out to the right, Buchanan. And he's hit as he throws. Picked off at the 4. Returned by Fort Loramie. 15, 20, 24-yard line.
And I noticed the clock was not running during that.
The pressure on Cantor forced the short throw. And, Mike, I didn't pick up the number of the young man who made the intercept. I'll check with the Fort Loramie coaches who picked that off. Well done. It was Jacob. Good pressure on Cantor as he threw the ball. And Sherman knifed in front. Interception. Run from about the 7 or 8 back out to the 25. And the Redskins have new life. Mistake by Cantor of Newark Catholic. In the offensive backfield, Caleb Maurer gives it on the play to Sherman. And Sherman pounds for 5 to the 30. 9:15 to go. Clock becoming a factor. Redskins down to 14 points, 41-27. Fort Loramie's been blanked in the second half after a hot first half offensively. Two receivers to the right, one to the left.
We need a big score.
Caleb Maurer, offensive backfield. Fakes on the play to Sherman. Caleb around the right end. And he's not noticed, but Newark Catholic until it's too late. Caleb on the dash. 45-50 into Newark territory before being bounced out of bounds. That play has worked beautifully tonight all evening long. Caleb Maurer, referred to at halftime by Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie, as being magical, Caleb. Sleight of hand maneuver. Boy, he can fake out the defense so neatly. First and 10 Redskins outside the 45 of Newark. Here's a handoff on the play to Kaiser. Outside right tackle. He scurries to the 41. Late marker. And I think it's a foul against Newark, or is it a hold on Fort Loramie?
It was late. I'm not sure what it was.
8:44 to go in the fourth quarter, 41-27 Newark Catholic. Yeah, I thought it was a late hit of some kind on Newark Catholic, as the official had a good view of the tackle, threw the flag in late. And that was a late spear by Newark Catholic across the way. On about the 40-yard line, the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Redskins now marching, set up at the 26 of Newark Catholic. 8:41 to go. Fort Loramie posing a threat. Down to 14. Redskins need two scores. Two receivers to the left for Caleb Maurer. Snap back to him. Inside handoff goes to Sherman. Outside left tackle. Wriggling to about the 21. He squirted through for four, maybe five. Second and five, Redskins. 21-yard line of Newark Catholic. We're near the 8-minute mark. Fourth quarter. Redskins down 14. Two receivers left, including Logan Eilerman. Gabe Meyer tight end on the right. Caleb Maurer gives the ball straight ahead. Sherman stood up. Forward progress, though. 19-yard line. Maybe not so much. Call it the 20. Third and 3.5 to go for Fort Loramie. It's four down territory.
Yeah, it looks like Loramie's using the hurry-up offense at this point, going without a huddle.
Yep, high-octane, speedy attack. Here's Caleb Maurer. He gives it off on the play to the ball carrier. It's Kaiser. Look at him go. Kaiser outside right tackle. Beyond the linebackers. No, it's Darren Eilerman spurting to the 5-yard line. What a run by Darren Eilerman. And the Redskins have a goal to go at the 5-yard line. It's Newark Catholic's defense, which is showing signs of tiring. Fort Loramie having its way up front now. Here's Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. Gives to Sherman. Diving to the two. Maybe the one. Nope, it's Eilerman again. Tell you what, between Sherman and Eilerman and a little bit of Kaiser, Redskins have filled in pretty well, having missed Damon Mesher tonight. Fort Loramie running easily for a touchdown. Eilerman over right guard.
Untouched.
Yep. Nobody laid a finger on Darren Eilerman, who splashed into the end zone for 6 to make it 41-33. Big extra point upcoming. Aiden Bolin on to try it. This is huge. 8:54 to go in the fourth quarter. It boils down now. Can Fort Loramie get one more stop? Extra point try. Bolin sails to the right. Is it inside the post? It is. It is. Inside the right upright. Kick is good by Bolin.
I was holding my breath on that one.
41-34. Newark Catholic by 7. 6:54 to go. Not over yet. Redskins clawing back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons. Quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, Fort Loramie tries an onside kick after the touchdown, and Newark Catholic recovers the three-hopper at the 49-yard line. 6:54 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. 41-34, Newark Catholic. That was a risk. It's a huge reward if you can come up with it. The problem is, if you don't, Newark Catholic has got fantastic field position, a yard shy of the 50, under 7 to play in the game. It's 41-34, Newark Catholic ahead by 7. The two schools have matched touchdowns here in the second half. It's Hackett on the sweep. Look out! He gets the corner turn, cuts back against the grain, and he is on the move to the 40 of Fort Lauderdale.
And they give him the first down.
An 11-yard run on the play by Hackett. Boy, he can reverse his field fast. A lot of speed on this newer Catholic team.
Now the clock's at 6:40 and counting down.
The Redskins need a takeaway. Newer Catholic has it first and 10 at the Greenway 40. Two receivers near side. Quarterback Cole Cantor has Hackett alongside. Long snap count. Hackett is fed the ball, meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go. Fort Loramie thinks they swiped it. Redskins came out of there with it, maybe just before the whistle, but it's blown dead. Ooh, a tough break. That ball appeared to be stolen by a Redskin who came up to join the fray at the point of attack. A secondary player seemed to have swiped it momentarily. I'm not sure if that was Owen Plyman or not, but then came the fast toots, the tweets from the referees who blew it dead. Fort Loramie nearly swiped it, and it would have been a touchdown. It would have been a 60-yarder the other way, but it was stopped. So it's second down and 9 for Newark Catholic, which jumps. Illegal procedure. Fort Loramie fired up at the moment.
Yes, they are.
Newark Catholic backpedals to the 44. Tell you what, Fort Loramie's offensive line, Isaac Ratterman, Carson Tennery, Wes Garrett, Tristan Fleckenstein, Taryn Fleckenstein, in that last drive, just carved out hole after hole after hole, and Darren Eilerman was the beneficiary. Solid running from him. He took it in the last few yards to make it a 41-34 game. We near the 5-minute mark in the fourth. Low snap to Canner. Here's the fake short pass. Fires the out and up. No good at the 18-yard line. Trying to hit Buchanan. He misfires as Newark Catholic went for 6. And now it's 3rd and 14 for the Green Wave from the Fort Loramie 44. I think if you're Newark Catholic, you don't get it here, you punt.
I'm actually surprised that they're not running the ball more and trying to use up that clock.
And they thought Newark Catholic did it would take Fort Loramie by surprise on that last play. 3rd and 14 from the Fort Loramie 44. Low snap to Canner. Fakes the screen left. Now dumps it. Fort Loramie's all over it. Smothering it behind the line of scrimmage. The pass catcher did manage to sneak up the sideline for maybe 4. Fort Loramie smothered it just as he caught it at about the 43 or 44. They give him the 42. That's all. 4th and 12 for Newark Catholic at the 41 of Fort Loramie. Call it 4th and 11 officially, and the Green Wave have no choice but to punt the football here. So Fort Loramie is going to get a possession with under 5 to go to try to draw even or pull this game out with 8 points. It's 41-34, Newark Catholic. Cantor, high snap. He punts from the 50. Very short. Wobbly. Oh, it takes a Fort Loramie bounce. Hits at the 20 and then scoops, or I should say hops, back to the 26 or 27. A 7-yard reverse bounce favoring the Redskins. Keep in mind the line of scrimmage when the ball was punted was the 42. It's a net of only about 15 or 16. Redskins will take it. Tell you what, it appeared to be a bleak situation several minutes ago when Newark Catholic was driving up 2 touchdowns and threw the pick.
Yes. And now it's not so bleak anymore.
And Fort Loramie is 73 yards away from tying this game up or taking the lead. Handoff on the play to Eilerman. Oh, look at him go. He won't be stymied. Stays on his feet. Back pedals. He's got 10 and a first down. Darren Eilerman rumbling to about the 38. Momentum Fort Loramie. Plenty of time. Redskins, two timeouts left. Newark Catholic, two timeouts left. Two receivers far side, Eilerman near side. Two green jerseys shade this way. Caleb Maurer gives it straight ahead. Sherman, not much. In fact, it may be a loss of a foot.
They have to stay out of the middle. That does not seem to be working.
So for Fort Loramie, it is second and 10 at the Redskins 38. 4 minutes even left in this game. Eilerman still on the near side. And now three defenders shade this way, trying to take Eilerman out of the picture. Short drop, Caleb Maurer in trouble back at the 32. Late delivery to Eilerman. He's got it momentarily ripped away, incomplete. That is a fantastic defensive play by Newark Catholic. Dynamite maneuver in the secondary by Newark. Well done on the play by Stanley. Eilerman had it for a 5 or 6 yard gain, and Stanley just spiked it out. Incomplete. Third and 10 Redskins. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer. He's got a receiver in the middle of the field. Logan Eilerman, yes. He spins, reaches for the first down. Very close at the 48-yard line. The play went for 9 2/3 yards. We may have a measurement. Fort Loramie signals first down. Let's see if the officials give it to him. In comes the chain. It's going to be 4th and 6 inches or a first down. Eilerman with a nice route. Sat down middle of the field beyond the linebackers. About 9 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Caleb Maurer hit him with a bullet. Eilerman twisted away from the first tackler. Got very close to 10. Scoreboard clock says 3:31 to go in the game. 6 inches shy is Fort Loramie. Redskins have a 4th and less than a foot. Game is on the line. 3:31 to go, 4th quarter. 41-34, Newark Catholic up 7. Well, if it's in the playbook, I'd get up under center.
Absolutely.
And have Caleb use his length to get the final few inches. An enormous play.
Because they were only about 4 inches short, but I had a great view of it.
Maybe a game decider right here. Two timeouts left, Fort Loramie. Two timeouts left, Newark Catholic. 3:28 to go in the game. 41-34, Newark. Fort Loramie, 4th and inches. Handoff, Sherman, right tackle. He wriggles. He threads his way first down to the Newark Catholic 48. He picked up 3.5 and got it. The clock a factor. 3:16, 3:15 to go. Redskins have it at the Newark 48-yard line. 41-34, Newark Catholic in the lead. Boy, this game was billed heading into the weekend as the best game statewide in D7. Everybody had to wait till Saturday, and it has fulfilled the promise. Here's Caleb Maurer keeping great fake. Maurer around left end, a juke move. He goes down to one knee at the 39. And the Redskins won a late hit on Newark.
All I got to say is that was magical because I lost sight of it again. He did a great job.
Caleb Maurer is unbelievable. I don't know where the football disappears. It blends in with those black pants. He hides it, puts it on his hip. No one knows he's got it. Second down and 1, Fort Loramie. 39 of Newark Catholic. It's Eilerman or Sherman bucking for 3-4 yards to the 35 first down. Right now, the Redskins are winning the battle up front. Fort Loramie did on its previous touchdown drive, and a Fort Loramie player shaken up. Clock stops. We are all the way down to 2:19 to go.
Jacob Sherman is down for the
Jacob Sherman shaken up momentarily, maybe a cramp.
Looks like a cramp.
My guess is if Fort Loramie scores, the Redskins would go for two to take the lead and win it. We've got a break coming up here, Mike. 2:19 to go, fourth quarter, 41-34, Newark Catholic, Fort Loramie driving 35 of the Green Wave on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware, solid wood kitchen cabinet, soft closed doors and drawers, 20 colors and styles, save over 50% compared to the big boxes, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Delivery $49, free in-house measurement at Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center in Greenville. Jacob Sherman is up and ready to go, and back to pass is Caleb Maurer, and then a big hole spreads in the middle of the field, and Caleb skips right through it for a 6-yard advance. He's down to the 29 of the Green Wave. Clock a factor. A minute 46 to go in the game. Fort Loramie down 7. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right. Eilerman left. It's a draw play. Offensive backfield. Darren Eilerman's got it, and he hops to the line of scrimmage, tries to hurdle a tackler. Lunge to about the 25 and a half. Third and 2 feet to go for Fort Loramie. Redskins winning the battle up front right now. Momentum on Fort Loramie's side. 80 seconds to go. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. Wriggles out of trouble. Almost caught for a 3-yard loss. Gets to the line of scrimmage and falls ahead to the 15. Move the chain. He's got it. First down. Caleb Maurer seemed to be caught in a cobweb behind the line of scrimmage on that play back at the 30 or 31. Boy, he made an elusive move, got to the line of scrimmage, and lurched out ahead to get the first down.
A magical move?
When do you go to the end zone to Eilerman? Here's a flat pass by Caleb Maurer. He's smacked as he delivers the ball incomplete low.
That leaves 57.7 seconds on the clock.
Yep, under a minute remaining. Fort Loramie down 7. Yep, they lose a down there. Nothing gained. Incomplete. Good pressure, but Newark Catholic. Green Wave have been harassing Maurer all night, but he seems to extricate himself from trouble. Second and 10, 25 of Newark. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer looks end zone, throws middle of the field. Sitting down is the receiver, Eilerman. Good at the 15. Logan Eilerman went to one knee, cradled the football. It's good for 10. My mistake, it's Lane Frilling. Let's give credit where it's due. Fine catch by Frilling. 46 seconds to go. First and 10 Redskins, 15 of Newark. Here's Maurer back to pass. It's a screen, right flat. It's caught. 10, 5, touchdown, touchdown. Beautiful play, beautiful play. Was that Sherman on the catch, or was that Eilerman? Let's see if there's a flag. I don't think so. Bodies are down all over the field. Is there a marker? Oh, there is.
I thought I saw laundry coming.
That hurts. That hurts. Touchdown nullified. Redskins had momentarily cut it to 41-40. Injury timeout holding against Fort Loramie. on the beautifully executed screen. Well, it wasn't beautiful if there was a hold. And let's see where the foul is. It was committed downfield, perhaps, beyond the line of scrimmage. It'll be marked off from that point. And the Redskins will have the ball in the area of the 20, I think, with a first and 15. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 5. Newark Catholic player being helped off the third or fourth tonight coming to the sideline. This has been a relentless football game, highly physical, a lot of speed. Fort Loramie took its punches from Newark Catholic late in the second and throughout the third quarter. But Fort Loramie is punching right back here in the fourth. Momentum Fort Loramie's way. Redskins' physical play up front has been key to this fourth quarter.
So you have 35.5 seconds left, two timeouts.
Yep, just over a half minute remaining in the game, and the Redskins have got to negotiate 20 yards. The touchdown seconds ago was wiped out by a holding call. As Mike noted, two timeouts left for Fort Loramie. From the 20, Caleb Maurer, back at his 31, throws, far sideline, pylon, end zone, caught, touchdown, holy cow, I don't believe it. Woo! Logan Eilerman with a beautiful route. He went down the far hash, cut sharply toward the numbers, a step in the end zone, and he caught the throw from Caleb Maurer, 6 yards deep in the end zone, and about a step inbounds.
Yes.
Tiptoes by Logan Eilerman, and a fantastic toss by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. And now do you go for two to win this game?
I think with that momentum you got going, yeah, I think you do.
Yep, 26.9 left, 41-40. Newark Catholic by a point. Redskins, as I predicted a few minutes ago, would go 4-2. Fort Loramie may wisely use a timeout. They've got two remaining. The Redskins' offensive line and physicality has taken it right to Newark Catholic here in the last couple minutes. We've got a stoppage momentarily. 26.9 to go. Fort Loramie with a two-point conversion to go ahead in this game. 41-40 Redskins. Fort Loramie went to the sideline. Redskins are back out on the field. Newark Catholic is not at the moment.
Are they going to run it?
Here comes Newark Catholic to line up. Let's see what Caleb Maurer and company come up with here. Redskins coaching staff has called the play. Receivers flanked all over the field. Two to the left, including Logan Eilerman. Fort Loramie has a timeout to use again as they take a peek, a long one, at the Newark Catholic alignment. And depending on what the green wave does, Fort Loramie might take a timeout, and the Redskins do. At the Redskins, Caleb Maurer and the coaching staff got a good view of what Newark Catholic was lined up to execute defensively. And Fort Loramie took a timeout using two here at the end of this game before the two-point conversion to try to go ahead by a point. Notice I didn't say win it because this Newark Catholic team would have just short of a half minute. And we've seen what Newark Catholic can do tonight.
Now, Fort Loramie had, I think, Newark Catholic at a disadvantage because they weren't done with their strategy running back out into the field.
Yep, here comes Newark Catholic lining up defensively. Here comes Fort Loramie hustling onto the field. It is the two-point conversion try, 41-40. Newark Catholic up a point. Redskins to take the lead. Fort Loramie can go up with a two-point conversion. It is Caleb Maurer handing off on the play to Sherman. Sherman up the middle. Stop. He stopped at the one. Wow. It looked like there was going to be a hole big enough for Sherman to barge through, and he was stood up 2 feet short.
And we got a flag on the plate, dead ball foul, excuse me, I think against Fort Loramie.
I think so. He was looking that direction.
Tough break. It was a quick hitter. Redskins tried to spread Newark Catholic out, went up the middle with a quick run, and Newark Catholic stopped it about a foot or two short.
He didn't get the number of the guy, but there was one guy.
Real tough break. What a game. Newark Catholic up the 1-41-40. Redskins have to try an onside kick and then a Hail Mary to win the game in the last few seconds. I'll give Newark Catholic credit. Fort Loramie used two timeouts, tried to size up the Newark Catholic defense. Thought the Redskins might roll out Caleb Maurer.
And he was close.
It looked like the Redskins did spread out Newark Catholic's defense. Redskins tried to pop Sherman or Eilerman free right up the middle. Don't know if it was Jacob or Darren who took the handoff. The ball carrier got to the 1 foot line and was stalemated right there.
Yeah, it was very close.
Very tough break. What a comeback for Fort Loramie, trailing 41-27, cutting it to 41-40. I told you, Mike, middle of second half, they'd go for two. They did. Fort Loramie had been running it right up the gut with ease the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
After being blanked in the third by good Newark Catholic defense, Fort Loramie ran the ball at will in the fourth and final period. Redskins thought they could plunge it in on the two-point conversion as well, but the Newark Catholic was equal to the task. What a fantastic football game. Everything we thought it would be.
Yep.
Freeman Drywall in Anna, professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, call on Riemann Drywall in Anna. Just a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann. Well, the Redskins onside kick penalty was stepped off. Fort Loramie's got to kick it from the Redskin 25. That adds insult to injury, so to speak. Too bad. Onside kick. Fort Loramie dribbled up ahead of the 35. Redskins have a shot at it. They do at the 36. I think Fort Loramie got it.
I do.
It squirted away from a green jersey. Redskins appeared to get on it. Yep. Fort Loramie football at the 37. Well done.
Well, very well done.
That ball kept dribbling and dribbling. It's got to go 10.
And it did. Yep.
It was kicked from the 25. It went to the 33. Kept crawling. Newark Catholic didn't seem to be Johnny on the spot soon enough. It got across the 35. And a Newark Catholic player got a fingertip on it. But Fort Loramie stole it away.
Yep.
So the Redskins have 26.9 to go, down a point.
No timeouts.
First and 10 from their own 37. 41-40 in favor of Newark Catholic. Here's Caleb Maurer, deep drop.
Oh, put it.
Throws it in the middle of the field. No good at the 42. Incomplete. Yep, we're down to 22.8 to go. 41-40 in favor of Newark. Second down and 10. You might as well say second down and 63. Line of scrimmage, the 37. 41-40, Newark Catholic. Fort Loramie's got maybe four or five plays left. And we've got a flag, pre-snap foul. It's on Fort Loramie, which has been victimized several times tonight with false starts. Yeah, that makes the challenge tougher. 68 yards away is Fort Loramie, back at the 32. And the clock reads 20.4 to go. 41-40. in favor of Newark Catholic. Caleb Maurer, back at his 22, heaves it, right side, broken up, no good, incomplete. Ball thrown to the 44 for Logan Eilerman, and guess what? He was triple covered. I think you got to take your shot here.
I do too.
And air it out deep. Maybe get a pass interference to prolong the game. 14.9 to go. 41-40, Newark Catholic. Line of scrimmage, the 32 or 33, doesn't matter. Caleb Maurer running around, throwing, intercepted, no. Incomplete at the 27.
And leaves 4.2 ticks on the clock.
At 4.2 to go, Caleb ran around forever, Mike, trying to buy space and time. Well, he almost ran out of time.
Yep.
4.2 to go, 41-40, Newark Catholic. Line of scrimmage just over the 32, and Fort Laramie's down to one play to go. Unless there's a penalty. Caleb Maurer throwing, high archer, middle of the field, center fielder for Newark Catholic, picks it off. Yep, you can tell by the horns, the home team has pulled it out. Tough loss for Fort Laramie here on the road. It was a Division 7 matchup for the ages. We thought it might be. It was a doozy. 41-40. Fort Laramie beaten by a point. Redskins went for a two-point conversion in the last 30 seconds to win the game. And failed. Newark Catholic with a big-time tackle right at the one-foot line to stop the two-point conversion and to prevent Fort Laramie from winning it 42-41.
Still the right call. You know, it's a tough break. Both teams, fantastic play. Great night.
Yep. Yeah, the teams have lined up from the 50 on one side to 5-0 on this side. They're right at midfield. Two long lines, shaking hands. And this rivalry will resume next year back at Fort Laramie.
It'll be another good one.
Wow. What a game. Tell you what, Fort Laramie is one of the very best 2-2 Division 7 teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an awesome 2-2 Division 7 club. It doesn't get any easier. The road games over the last 6 weeks are unbelievable. At Lucas, at Eden, at Lima Central Catholic, and at Columbus Academy. What a game. Fort Laramie, nothing at all to be ashamed of, everything to be proud of.
Absolutely.
Tremendous comeback against Newark Catholic. Redskins thoroughly outplayed Newark in the fourth period. Just scored 13 points and not 15.
But there's going to be some young men that are going to sleep well tonight and probably hurt tomorrow.
No doubt. Almost in for a fantastic finish. We got a radio station break coming up. We'll alert the radio station. We have a radio station break coming up. 41-40 final. Newark Catholic defeats Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. dishes. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and the Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Well, our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight include these folks who are with us each and every Fort Loramie sports contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. 41-40, Newark Catholic wins a thriller, heartbreaking setback for Fort Loramie. Redskins in the final 30 seconds go for the two-point conversion to win the game, and the run play appeared to have a shot at getting into the end zone. It was right up the gut, and it was stopped about a foot short, clearly a foot short. Great defensive play by Sherbune, defensive lineman for Newark Catholic, who made the hit on either Darren Eilerman or Jacob Sherman, not sure who, lugged it forward for Fort Loramie. Two timeouts by Fort Loramie preceded that play. They had two remaining. But Redskins lose by one, outplayed Newark Catholic for sure in that fourth quarter. Newark Catholic outplayed Fort Loramie in that third quarter. Newark Catholic could put just one touchdown on the board there in the third, and the Redskins offensive line really took over in the final 12 minutes of this game, but Fort Loramie falls a point short. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, we salute them. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney and Shelby County, thanks to FRC, and Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, which came on board last spring. Again, I'd like to let our listeners know, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you in the next 48 hours or so on our next broadcast, which will likely be Friday evening. We've got a few very good games from which to choose, including the Anna at New Bremen clash.
Both clubs will go into that game with marks of 3-1. That very well could be our game next Friday night. We'll take a close look at it. Anna, New Bremen next Friday evening, but we'll post our schedule on the scoresbroadcast.com website in the next 24 hours or so. I'd like to take this opportunity, Mike, to announce our Clancy Stars of the game. As you noted, they should be the Commanders-in-Chief tonight.
They should very well be. Should very well be the Commanders-in-Chief, and for that reason, I'm going to go with both the quarterbacks.
Yep. Cole Cantor of Newark Catholic, Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. They win our Clancy's Awards, Clancy Stars of the Game. Caleb and Cole, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, boy. Wow. That game choked me up. Just about threw the voice for a loop, Mike. That was a tremendous finish. And the Redskins fall a point short, 41-40. Neither club deserved to lose. Fort Loramie was a foot away from getting the two-point conversion. Thanks again to our radio station sponsors, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports and Design. Whew, what a night.
I'm tired.
Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website for an update on next weekend's game of the week. It most likely will be on Friday. It could be Anna on the road at New Bremen. Keep in mind, Anna won the 2019 state championship in D6. New Bremen won the 2020 state championship in D7. Those two clubs lock horns next week. That may be the game we do cover. So many thanks to our radio station audience, to our audience everywhere across the 50 states in the USA who joined us online. So many thanks to our board operator back at the radio station. We thank the station for its partnership. Mike Wick alongside engineering color stats here tonight. Jack Kramer saying good night to you from here at Newark Catholic, where the Green Wave have nipped the Fort Loramie Redskins in a thriller, 41-40.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.